you'd like to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? Well, then how about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations and restrictions for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamped envelope to the Don and Mike Show, 10800 Main Street, Fairfax, Virginia, 22030. Isn't that something? Thank you, and God bless.
Hi. Welcome to our show.
We might be able to get one other person in before we wrap it up this afternoon. You're up next. Good afternoon. You're on.
Good afternoon, folks. I have a question for Mr. Chisti. The
comparison... Chisti. C-H-I-S-T-I.
Oh, Christ. I'm
yes.
Sorry. Yeah, the comparison of Irish Americans the 19th century to African Americans in this century, I think is interesting because one of the greatest Irish Americans that's ever lived, the founder of the Irish National Constabulary, Michael Marrow, also the inventor of V-neck pants, I think is one of the greatest Americans alive. And I think that illegal immigrants these days contribute to society in that if they were not here, Buzz Burbank would not have such a great luxurious toupee on his crotch.
Come on. Good afternoon. Your question, you're on with Professor Bevel. Your question, please.
Yes, I have to say that living in New York for... Let me turn this down. Hold on a second. I'm sorry.
Okay, fine. It's 43 minutes after the hour. We have another 7 minutes and then we're out of here. Are you back?
Yes, I'm a lifelong New York City resident. As far as being poor or feeling poor, I have to say that one thing that has made me feel poorer, probably since about last year sometime, is the fact that something has been ripped away from New York City, which I think should be brought back immediately, and that, of course, is the Don and Mike Show.
Oh, come on.
Come on.
Okay, thank you very much, Professor Andrew. And I'd like to thank you, including, by the way, our new callers. And that includes the Belcher. Very funny. Ha, ha, ha.
Ha, ha.
The Don and Mike Show.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-265-3636. They're ready to believe you.
I'm Chris Hansen with Dateline NBC.
Hi.
You go naked in bed when I see you Sunday.
Hi.
I would love to make wild, passionate love.
Hi.
Hi. I want to wrestle you so freaking bad. I'd let you in just so I could feel you on top of me.
Hi.
I'll make it feel really good for you, hon.
Hi.
You're goddamn cheating.
Hi.
I'll be the one gonna take off your clothes.
Hi.
I will go till you tell me to stop.
Hi.
Welcome to our show. And now, ladies and gentlemen, here's Don and Mike!
Did you practice that, Rob?
No.
That was beautifully choreographed.
You like
that? I really enjoyed that. Do some more for me, please.
I did practice with the highs.
Now I'm catching him by surprise. Aye. Do some more.
Suck on that, losers.
Yes.
Hi.
Let me. The key for me is to keep expectations low. Uh-huh. Hey, you know something?
No, what?
I had a dream last night.
Hello.
Thank you, Rob.
Hi.
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 Want to get high?
Welcome to our show.
Welcome to our show. Ed's already spoken. It is the Don and Mike Show for Wednesday, March 21st. You might be hearing only one voice.
Yes.
Well, actually, there are more than one voice on the show.
Only one right now.
You hear me?
Hi.
Stop it. I'll reach across and grab your throat.
Don't do it.
I should point out that Mr. Geronimo is in traffic court. He will be a little tardy today. Probably about an hour. That's what I was told. He'll be here about 4 o'clock or so. So we wish him good luck in traffic court. Which one of us has not been in traffic court? Show your hands. Yes.
No hands.
Have you ever been to traffic court?
Oh, sure, yeah.
I've been, Rob.
God, I have.
We kind of know you've been.
Yeah,
absolutely.
I've had a checkered pad.
Welcome to the show, everybody. It's Mike Without Don for about an hour, and we are welcoming each and every one of you on this fabulous Wednesday. Is this the first day of spring?
What
was yesterday the first day of spring?
Yesterday was.
We didn't make mention of that, so I figured I'd mention it today because I mentioned insignificant facts like that.
Today's the first full day of spring. Spring arrived yesterday.
Lots to talk about, including that fabulous performance by Sangina last night. But I have a tremendous amount. I use these opportunities when Don is not here to get a few things off my chest. I should point out that we are still begging you for strip trivia. We are actually going to try to have it. We're up on the internet, donandmikewebsite.com. If you are a MILF, if you are a cougar, We are not looking for 50-year-old bald fat men right now, but we are still trying to give the old MILF Cougar strip trivia a go.
$1,000 grand prize.
But we're not going to waste our time with it. So if you want to participate and you're a little shy, don't want to talk on the radio, all you have to do is go to DonnaMikeWebsite.com. We've still got some information up there. Isn't that right, Rob?
We've
got
right on the front page.
Stuff for people to handle. So if you'd like to do that, we're going to still try to do it before the end of the week. So, you know, I'd like to see it happen. But now I think we're gradually accepting the fact that it might.
Do it for the kids.
Do it for the kids. Do it for spring.
Yes.
Do it for all the moms out there. You know, the moms are the backbone of America.
Do it for yourself, really.
Absolutely.
Has anyone ever not had a great time?
No one's... I don't think we've ever had a disappointed contestant win or lose on Strip Trivia, and we are giving away $1,000 if we do it.
Pretty good.
More about that later, or never. Anyway, we'll take a call right now. Hello, Don and Mike Show, you're on the air. You're the first. The entire show is in the balance with your call.
How you doing, Mike?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Hey, Sanjaya rocked the house last night, man.
Sanjaya?
Yes, sir.
Well, Sandra, we're going to talk about Sanjaya, but now you shook your head ruefully.
I didn't care for this guy's tone.
But his tone, I think it's okay so far.
Yeah, but, you know, the first call really sets the tone for the day.
Well, it's all on you, and I'm going to give you a curveball here. Is it Bill? Is that your name?
Yes, sir.
Bill, you cannot talk about American Idol yet. I want to sort of keep that on the down low, maybe talk about that a little bit, and then a little bit more once Don gets here. So besides American Idol, what would you like to talk about? Do you have anything to talk about?
Well, no, I
didn't think
back.
So. Thank you very much, Bill.
Call back.
Without further ado, let me get right to the crisis in the O'Mara household, the crisis that we experienced last night. I mentioned the other day when I was reading in the newspaper, there was an article in USA Today that was talking about xylitol. And the reason I know that off the top of my head is because I actually went back and did a little research on it. And xylitol is the... is the substance, it's the sweetener, I think it is, that's found in mints.
And gum.
Oh, and gum.
Right.
And I thought that my dog might have gotten into it the other day.
Right.
And so I was very concerned about the fact that, you know, the dog might have eaten this because it said it can kill him.
Mm-hmm.
The other big story, and you know the little pug beluga that I talk about.
Oh, the little
Hello, beluga.
That's the one.
I'm Mike's little pug beluga. Beluga had eaten one of these mints. And it turned out to be a Tic Tac, so it wasn't that big a deal. So I wasn't that concerned about it. We're listening to the sounds of beluga as we speak right now.
The little dog.
I get home. I walk in the door. Carla is just a little bit freaked out.
Sure.
Because all over the news, it was all over the news yesterday, Buzz. Yeah. You know this. It was all over the news last night.
Right.
Is this dog food deal.
Oh, the recall.
And here's the surprise for all of you guys. I hold in my hand.
Oh, my God.
The food.
Killer food.
This is not the killer food that was given to my dog on a regular basis, but this was given to my little pug.
Mm.
The little pug this week.
Wow.
I come bearing this terrible information. I'm a little freaked out by this.
Sure.
I walk in and she's gone to the website and she's got the, what's it called? Let me see. It's got
the recall list, I guess.
What's the name of the company? It's Menu Foods.
That's the originator of this.
It's Menu Foods. I have no effing idea that Menu Foods is responsible
for everything,
for all this stuff.
That whole
page? And I'm, you know, I'm not doing anything out of school by saying this. The stuff I have in my hand is Eukanuba.
Yep.
There's so many different categories of dog food. That's what freaks you out when you start. It's not like generic.
Yeah.
There are more categories than human food as far as fat, adult, kids. Eukanuba, reduced fat, bites and gravy, formula dog food.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's got, damn it, it's got that foreign language on it, you know?
What's Spanish?
Boucher in the sauce.
Oh, that's French.
I guess it's the French. Now, are the French responsible for this in any way? I mean, I have so many questions.
Well, I'm sure somehow.
Yeah. All I know, Buzz, is I get, you know, I know you're a pet lover. You like cats.
Yep.
I'm a dog lover, and this is a cute little pug. I would estimate you guys have you seen my little pug dog? You know what a pug?
Yeah. Oh, yeah,
pug's
absolutely.
About what? They say it's weight ratio to the amount of food they ingest, but I have no idea as to whether she gave the dog one of these pouches.
A whole pouch.
A whole pouch.
How many days ago?
I think we're talking maybe the beginning of this week, end of last week. I wasn't sure. I didn't get a specific. I should have paid attention
to
that.
Is there a gestation time for it, Buzz?
I know of a woman who lost a cat in 2 days after the cat.
All right, here's the deal. I'm not trying to freak everybody out here or myself out because I would assume 2 days ago, this is Wednesday.
Right.
This is yesterday. Yesterday, the dog puked twice.
Yeah.
And it was that yaller kind of nasty
foamy
stuff. That foamy stuff that you see. But he gets into stuff all the time. Yeah. But I come home and it's just like, I can leave. I've got the recall, and it's got all the lists of this stuff with the wet stuff on
yeah.
it.
Do we
yeah.
the wet stuff?
It's got 27% less fat than Eukanuba bites, and it'll kill your dog.
Now, do we know what has tainted this food?
No.
Because I read an internet rumor that I don't know
internet.
If it's true or not. It's on the internet.
Internet. I no. Last night I was I stayed up after Idol and I watched the New York Fox station
mm-hmm.
because the New York Fox station, the New York Fag station, is brilliant. For their teases, because they know, I mean, they really are.
Mm-hmm.
The one here in Washington would take a few lessons just to put the stuff on that people care about,
right.
And they did. They had a doctor that was standing by, a veterinarian that was online, that was going over all this pet food, but this is the stuff that we gave the little guy, and it was,
wow.
You know, he's, I would assume 20 pounds. He's about a 20-pound dog.
That's yeah.
Maybe a little heavier than that. 20 pounds is, you know... He's about this big,
okay.
About this long, and he's about that fat.
Okay.
And we're giving him reduced fat pet food because, you know, he farts and he's sick.
He's
we want to kill him.
More lethargic in the past
no.
day or so.
That's
no, a good sign.
That's the thing. They said
right.
what they get lethargic and then they
after
can't
the
stand.
Vomiting, you're right.
They get like Joe.
Right.
After a certain period of time, that's
no.
what happens. But I'm you know, I'm really not sure what the deal is, but I have this. I'm holding on to this.
You should.
Oh, yeah.
Because
yeah.
if anything happens to that dog, I, you know, this to me, you know, God love him. He's a sweet creature.
Uh-huh.
Really more her dog than my dog.
Always has been.
Don't
want to
be cruel about it, but I'm going to say this, that, you know, this to me.
That's money in the bank.
My meal ticket right here.
That's right.
Neil. Hello, Don and Mike Show. You're on the air. Hello. It's you. Did I press it? Oh, I got to press this one. Hello, Don and Mike. You're on the air. Turn your radio down, please.
Please.
Oh. For God's sake.
Turn your radio down. Yes, it's you. You're on the air.
Would you hammer Yoko Ono and whatnot?
Don and Mike Show.
Three-strike rule.
Yoko Ono has nothing to do with dogs. Don and Mike Show, you're on the air.
Hello.
Hello, who's this?
Hey, this is Bill. I'm calling from Baltimore.
Hello, Bill. How are you?
Good. I wanted to know, why does Mike not use Dick Van Patten's dog food? I asked Buzz. I thought it was very good.
Well, you know, first of all, you're speaking to Mike. I'm right here. It's you. You are on the line right now, and I can answer your question as... The reason is this, I ate all of Dick Van Patten's dog food.
And it was delicious. Yeah.
I truly did. I enjoyed it. It was yummy. And, you know, he gave us two cans. So, I mean, the dog food was gone. I actually did give him a little dog food for my dog.
Yeah.
And the dog loved it. But, you know, I think we should all move on to Dick Van Patten's. Now, come here, Rob. Come around the console.
It would be favorite. It's all natural.
Buzz, talk for a minute because I've got a question about this.
I don't know if people know this or not.
How you doing, Dick
Van Patten's? When it says that, do I hit that to get rid of that?
Van Patten's
yes.
dog food is actually made in a factory where they make people food. That's how high the standards are for the Dick Van Patten dog food.
It's good stuff.
And he's had a bit of a stroke, so could probably use the break.
We haven't spoken to him since
that's
that.
True.
Have we?
Yeah.
We've been too scared to call. He said he was from drinking too much soda.
We've been a little afeared. I'd like to get Dick back on the show eventually.
Oh, sure.
I'd like to chat with him. We could talk about his dog food
you
or anything
call
else.
Him now?
As far as dog food?
Yeah.
Okay. You got his number?
In my cell phone, baby.
We could, you know, why not ask him about dog food? Hello, Don and Mike, you're on the air.
Yeah, do you know what boucher means in French?
Sauce?
It means, yeah, you said boucher and sauce, that means lips.
Lips and sauce, well, it's, wait, can I spell it for you? It's
yeah.
spelled B-O-U-C-H-E with a, you know, a thingy on
right.
top of it.
That means lips or mouth in French. So you're giving your dog lips in sauce.
Mm. Do you think that's the literal translation? Because, I mean, the American version of it is bites in gravy. And then underneath it says bouchées in sauce. Does that mean they're feeding our dog's lips?
I checked the ingredients.
All right. I'm going to look on the back.
Bites in this case.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. You're on the air.
Would you hammer Yoko Ono and her whatnot?
Oh, stop it and behave yourself at the same time. Hello, Johnny was just in here. I don't know what he wanted. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, boys.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm pretty good. Hey, guys. Did you see Sangina's sister's rack last night?
As a matter of fact, I did. We are going to talk about American Idol a little bit later, but I'm going to get a Dick Van Patten update. What's
please.
The status, Rob? What's going on?
I think I've got his housekeeper or his secretary.
Oh, I'll see if she'll come on the air.
Yes,
like
hello.
Fun,
especially if she's from Pat. Another land.
Hi, Pat. It's Rob with the Don and Mike Radio
Pat,
Show. How
Van
are you?
Patten. And then I have to talk about my fish also, because there's another moral dilemma. There's a lot of pets and death in my household lately.
You didn't give that food to your fish.
No, but there's a, you know, I've never really talked about my fish on the air.
I didn't know he had fish.
It's kind of a new arena that I'm traveling down right now.
How's that working out for you?
It's working out okay, but I've got an actual...
moral crisis.
Fresh or salt? Let me just ask you that.
They're fresh.
Yeah. And I think the salt are a little more colorful, but, you know, when you have kids, right. And you're, you know, a part-time dad, and you're trying to do the whole thing. You like to, you know, enjoy yourself and give the kids little diversions that make them forget that daddy's not always home.
Just remember, you put them with gravy, the dog won't know the difference.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. We have Joe. Hello, Joe. You're on the air.
Hi, Mike.
How are you?
Hi, bud. Hi, Rob.
Hi. Yes, we're all here. Hi. You've greeted us. Go ahead.
I love you. You're great.
Thank
but you.
You
need to slow down a little, buddy.
I need to what?
Slow down a little.
Slow down what?
You're a little too hyper there.
Well, you'd be hyper, too, if the dog food that you fed your dog not 4 days ago is going to kill him.
What does a
What's
yellow
What's funny about
mean?
That, ass?
I'm an ass.
Well, yeah, you are an ass.
I shall exit.
No, I require more than that. More you know what I require.
What?
You know what I require. Where is your mother from?
Where's Don?
Don is at traffic court, and he will be here shortly. Yeah. What do I require, ass?
707-673-1. My mom lives in Oh, you already did it.
No, I didn't.
No, I didn't.
No, I almost did, but go ahead.
My mom lives in Horsville.
Saved. Your mother is a what?
She's a devil from Horsville.
Yes, and she will be making love to who?
Mike O'Meara.
No, not Mike O'Meara. I've already done that. So is everybody here on the show.
Oh, yeah.
I'm asking who? It's Satan. The correct answer is Satan, but you said she's from Horrible, so that's fine.
Whatever.
What's our Dick Van Patten update there, Robbie?
I got him on his cell phone.
You did?
Who knew he had a cell phone?
So what's going on? Is he coming on?
To him?
Yes, absolutely.
Let me punch him up here.
I'm doing fine.
Hey, hi, Dick Van Patten. Hi, Dick.
Yes, hi there.
We got you on your cell phone. How are you today?
Oh, very good, thank you.
You know, Dick, I came in here today. Don's not here. He's going to be back in about an hour. He's running a little late today.
Oh, is this the Don and Mike Show?
This is the Don and Mike Show. Didn't Rob tell you that?
Oh, of course.
Oh, Dick Van Patten,
you.
Friend. Dick, I'm so glad we got you on the line. I got a couple of questions for you about dog food. But first, you know, first things first, let me find out, how are you feeling, sir?
I'm feeling just fine. I'm just fine. Thank you for asking.
You sound fantastic. We heard, you know, you had some health issues a while back, and we're delighted to hear that you're doing really well.
Thank you so much. You guys have been wonderful to me, and I appreciate it.
Well, Dick. Yeah, go ahead, Dick.
So, I appreciate it very much. People tell me all the time, you talk about us and everything. That's very nice.
Hey, Dick, I got to tell you something. We came in today. The reason we were talking about you, and the reason we had to give you a call is because we were talking about dog food. I actually,
yes.
I got a little pug. I got a little pug dog that I fed one of those tainted packets of food, and we're a little freaked out because, you know, this food, this stuff that they're serving is killing dogs all over the place.
No, it's very sad. Now, let me tell you why they're killing them.
Okay.
If you look at the ingredients, they use byproducts.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't. There's no part. We never use them.
That's like snouts, right, Dick? That's like snouts and entrails and all that nasty stuff.
Oh, you knew that. Also, chicken beaks and chicken feet, and they just chop it up.
Yeah.
And we never use the ingredients, and I guess that's why we did okay.
So do you think that's the reason that these dogs are getting sick, because they're using all the crap in there?
Yes, I do.
But not in your wonderful food.
No.
No, we're very, I mean, I feel so bad for those dogs that died.
Yeah.
I'm also so happy that we used good ingredients and we weren't called back.
Well, Dick, you know, I'm not one to ask for freebies, but then again, maybe I am. I was wondering, because we just had a call that said, why don't I feed my dog some of the Dick Van Patten food? Can you tell me, well, first of all, could you maybe, you know, spiff me a case or two of the stuff, and could you tell us what stores your dog food's in? I'll give you a free plug, Dick.
Here's what I'd like to do.
Okay.
I'd like you to give me your address, and I will send you a whole bunch, okay?
Oh, God.
Great.
Oh, that's great. All natural.
I'm going to have to write it down.
That's okay. Well, as soon as we get done talking to you, we'll put you on hold, and we'll actually get the address to you, okay?
And, Dick, I don't have any pets, but I've got two kids.
Can you feed?
Feed them the food.
That's right.
But can't you feed your dog food to humans perfectly well?
Yes, ours is edible, right? Because it's made in a people plant, and other dog foods are made in a plant where they make food for animals.
So you can
feed it to people.
People food, and I had the I had the Irish stew.
Yes.
Oh, that's my favorite.
It was yummy.
It's my favorite.
Yeah, and it's got like real beef and stuff, right?
Absolutely, it's very good.
You're a good man, Dick Van Patten. How's Pat? Everybody, the wife, the kids?
Thanks. She's very good. Thank you.
And Nels and Vince and Tito and all the other Van Patten kids are doing well.
They're okay.
They're okay?
Yes.
We are tickled to hear you sounding so good.
Dick, we'll get you the address, and thanks so much for coming on the show, and good luck with your dog food, and I hope that everybody that has dogs doesn't feed them this crap that I have in my hand right now. We'll put you on hold, okay, Dick?
It was very nice talking to you, and we think about you all the time.
Very good, Dick. Thank you.
It's our favorite talk show.
Thank you.
It's a chat show. Hang on for Joe Hardinger.
That ought to go well.
They've met. Remember, Joe brought in M&M's when he was touring with the Sunshine
Boys. He sounds okay.
Yeah, he sounds.
He doesn't sound as bad as I thought he might sound.
He's driving.
Is he driving?
Yes.
Oh God.
Yeah, I know.
No, that's a good thing.
He can only make right turns.
Van Patten. Hello.
The dog food.
Not a Mike show. You're on the air.
Hey, Mike. I got a question for you.
What do you got?
About your definition of what is an alcoholic.
My definition? Wait a minute. To the best of my knowledge, I have not... I don't think I've given my personal definition of what an alcoholic is.
Well, that's why I'm asking.
Are you asking me what my personal definition of an alcoholic
is? Well, I'm asking what your definition is so I can see if I'm an alcoholic.
All right, let me... And I'm going to be as honest as I can.
I'll drink to that.
My definition of an alcoholic is somebody that has to drink every day.
Has to or want to?
Well, here's the deal. I think if you're one of these people, and first of all, yes. I should say that everybody in this particular room, as I look across at
both
Mr.
of us,
Spiewak, I believe in many different pieces of literature, we would be fitting into the category of alcoholics, but because they say, a certain amount of drinks a week or
what
a certain
I like
amount.
Is that you said they feel they have to drink, not that they choose to drink every day.
Sir, let me ask you, what is your definition of an alcoholic?
Do you drink every day?
How about a pint a day?
A pint
over?
A day would be...
A pint of what?
Depends on how strong your... is a pint a day a lot?
Of what?
Vodka.
A pint
of
vodka.
I'm Pat O'Brien, and I'm an alcoholic.
Let's examine
My name
this.
Is Betty, and I'm an alcoholic.
Now, Rob and I are different drinkers. Now, Rob, for example, drinks... you drink usually every night, right?
Almost exclusively beer.
But every night.
Every night.
7 nights a week. Let's just say on a normal week, you drink 7 nights a week.
What if I said 30 days out of 31? What if I said that?
On average, how many would you have? Like, you drink beer. We know you drink beer. You talk about it.
4.5.
You plug the company that never gives you any free product, I never understand that at all.
You mean the Beck's Brewery?
Why do you feel the need?
Because someday, Mike, someday.
Jesus, I mean, if you're going to plug somebody.
The big box will come in. I know, you got your pet food. I just want my beer.
That was a direct request of a friend. That had nothing to do. That had nothing to do
friend?
With that. Yeah, that was a direct response. So you drink, on average.
4.5 beers.
4.5 years.
Because sometimes 4, sometimes 5.
Do you hear him getting a little agitated right now?
Sometimes
on average.
Sometimes 3, sometimes 6.
Would 6 always be the ceiling?
Not always.
On the weekends more?
Yes. Because on the weekends you can start earlier.
Okay.
If you get, let's say I get home at 7:45.
Right.
By the time I've had 4.5 or 5 beers, I'm full and I'm sleepy. Because it's late.
Right.
There's another day.
All right, you know what?
Tomorrow.
Turnabout is fair play.
Okay.
You can ask me questions about my drinking.
All right. Now we know.
And I will, mine is a little bit more isolated. I don't have routines like you do.
Just thank goodness you don't binge drink.
That's an ass comment.
That
I was sitting here.
Sure is.
I was sitting
you
here.
You were backing me into a corner.
Waiting very patiently to ask you, for you to ask me questions.
Let's
and I will
about this in a soft way.
I will take any questions you have regarding my alcoholic intake.
Let's start in broad strokes.
Fine with me.
Your favorite alcoholic beverage?
There are more than one.
Okay, what are your favorite alcoholic beverages?
I'm not going to give a plug, but I like a particular kind of beer.
Okay.
And I really cannot tell you the type of beer that I like.
I understand.
That would be very difficult.
Illegal.
Okay. All right, so that's good.
So I have one particular flavor, and that would be what I drink most when I'm drinking, what we call the soft liquor.
Okay, now, is that what it's called?
So I call it...
In the business?
I call it soft liquor.
I like that. Okay, now let's say the average month has 30 days.
Yes.
How many days of those 30 would you drink?
I would say on average...
Right.
I would probably... I have to answer honestly because I know I have friends that are going to be listening to this that are going to be giving me a hard time. I want to be as hard on myself as I possibly
can. Okay, how many?
Oh, boy. Let's figure at least once a week. I'm serious.
Okay.
Once a week,
sometimes more. It depends. When I have my progeny, my children with me, I don't. I usually don't enjoy. However, I have had them at the house and had some wine.
Hello, friend. I've done that.
Do I already sound like maybe I'm in a little bit of denial?
Now, when you say once a week, mm-hmm. is it usually a weeknight?
No. It's usually, I mean, if you can.
Can it be a weeknight?
It can be, but not anymore. You know, yeah. I came in that one day and didn't feel real well.
I remember that.
And I decided to shut it down. Buzz, feel free to pop in with any questions you might have. And if you're going to be a little nicer. He knows. Rob knows me backwards and forwards.
And you mean
how many times a week would you say?
Well, now, why has John Norman? You know what this is like? Whenever I'm doing this, this is like the warden. The warden's not here. The assistant warden is the only shotgun. What, Mr. Norman? What can we do?
Johnny
Norman! This one day per week, is it a 24-hour day or does it stretch into more?
No, it's no surprise when Rob said the binge drinking. The fact is that occasionally I like to, and this gets back to the definition of alcohol.
Right.
I like the party to continue. I think anybody that knows me, you guys know me. Usually, I'm the guy that doesn't want to call it a night. I usually like
you
to
love the night
keep
to go
it
on.
I really, really do, and that is my. You know, they're all coming in now. I'm just seeing like AA, Alcoholics Anonymous. This is
Friends of Bill. Yeah. Friends of Bill are calling.
All the helpers. Yes, Abe, you're on the Don and Mike show. What the F can we do for you, Abe?
I got your definition for you, bud. It's plain and simple. What? Alcoholics go to meetings. So technically, you guys are all in the clear unless you're going to meetings.
That's right. Nobody likes a quitter. That's right. No, but there is, you know, I'm not the kind of person, I've always prided myself on the fact that I'm not the kind of person who can go out like that and then be one of these guys that wakes up in the morning and says, oh man, I feel so bad. I gotta pop open another one. I can't do that.
I can't either.
And I think that saves me in a way.
You ever had a night that was so bad that you've sworn it off?
Like quit? Of course, many times. Yes, Mary, you're on the, of course, Rob, man. Haven't we all done that? Yes, yes, lovely Mary. What can we do for you, Mary?
Yesterday, you played a bunch of Rob's tapes with those shark skin suits on a Saturday morning trying to...
Oh, that's Rob's horrible little car show that he used to do.
Well, I got up one morning and turned the radio on.
Yes.
Normally don't listen to JFK on weekends.
Mary, can I interrupt you just briefly?
Yeah.
Because you sound like a fetching lady. Are you familiar with the Don and Mike show?
Very familiar.
You've listened for a long time?
Yes.
Mary, are you aware of the fact that we're trying to get a little contest together before the week's out?
I am not doing that. I heard part of your show the other day when I walked in. And
Mary, hear me out. Before you finish answering, could I just ask you a couple of questions?
No, I want to say one.
Mary, I really would like to just ask you a couple of questions, and then I'll let you talk to Rob about his shark skin suit.
Okay, Mike.
Help me out here, Mary. Yes, Rob has accused you of being selfish. I don't think you're selfish at all. I think you're a lovely
man.
Mary, quiet button for a second. Mary, let me ask you a question. Mary,
go ahead.
Mary, please, and I'll just ask a couple of questions, and then I'll let you have your way with me, okay?
Okay.
Mary, are you a mother?
Yes.
Really?
Of how many?
How many kids? That's a good question.
One.
Oh, for you.
May I be so bold, Mary, as to ask how old you might be?
I won't give my exact age. I'm in my early 40s.
That's wonderful. Mary, can I tell you something? You know, we really like to get this wonderful strip trivia contest off to a great start. And are you currently married, Mary? Do you have a man in your life? Is there a happily married Mr. Mary out there?
Yes.
Oh. Well, that still means you could qualify as a MILF.
Oh, absolutely.
Yes. May I ask a question?
No, Rob, you may not. Who is the celebrity you most resemble, Mary?
Oh, it changes.
I bet it does, darling.
Wow.
I bet it changes.
The gender?
In my late teens, early 20s, Barbara Hershey.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And
what is it morphed into now?
Huh?
Nothing, Mary. I've asked you all the questions I need.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, we will not be able to play with you. All right, Rob, ask your goddamn question.
How are your cans?
How are what?
He wants to know about you.
Hey, Rob, tell them about how you were on that talk
What happened?
Wait. Whoa, violation, ass. Hold on, Spiewak. You're not allowed to press those buttons.
She's been discontinued.
Excuse me, there's a pecking order here. What the hell? Now, why did you hang up? Look at his face.
Yeah,
he's retired of her.
All right, Mary, I would like you to call us back,
please.
Rob accidentally hung up on you because he did not want you to say something.
We want to hear what you have to say.
Oh, you know
Mary.
What? If you I say
did you used to troll the phones, Rob? Was that was Mary one of your biatches?
Yeah, that's it.
By any chance?
Well, that's why I wanted to know about her can.
Hello, Brian. You're on the Donna Mike Show. Brian, are you there?
Yeah.
Yeah, go ahead, Brian.
It's Patrick, but that doesn't...
Well, Brian, you know, usually if I say Brian, you can, you know, jump right in and say that instead of going, yeah.
Or just be Brian. Would it kill you?
But the subject is good because I see here you're saying that Rob's an alcoholic. Is that right?
Yeah, I was. Unless he moves to Europe, he's considered an alcoholic.
Now, why would that be?
Well, 4.5 beers and he gets home at 8 o'clock. What time does he go to bed? Like 9 o'clock?
No, he goes to bed at 8:45. Goodbye.
It's a late night.
Hello, Donna Mike Show.
I get home before him.
He gets home at 8 o'clock, goes to bed at 8:20, and has 9 beers. And he's feeling great the next day.
So sleepy.
No problem whatsoever. I believe, you know, sleep does play. Oh, we lost that guy. Sleep does play a little bit of a part in it. But I really think if you're combining those, I don't think I'm giving anyone any bulletins here, that when you combine a lot of alcohol with lack of sleep, you're not going to feel necessarily all that good.
All right. Well, I'm glad we had this little talk. I'm going to go get hammered.
Perfect. Thanks. Hello, Donna Mike Show. You're on the air.
Hi, Michael.
Michaels?
Yes, hi.
I don't understand. Why did you say Michaels?
Because I have a lift. I'm a little effeminate. I say Michaels.
You a man?
Yes, I'm a man.
This is your pretend gay friend. He's called a couple of times before.
Gay. Yeah.
Stay with the call.
I have a question for you.
Go ahead, sir. What's your name?
My name is Michael also.
All right, Michael. Go ahead, please. You know, before I reach through the phone and pull out your throat, I'd like to just suggest you call me Mike. Could you do that?
Please.
Sure, Mike.
Thanks so much. Go ahead. What's your question?
Me, you, and a two-seater bicycle. What are the odds?
Thank you very much.
God is my witness. May he strike me dead. No.
Hello, Donna Mike Show.
Where's Mary?
Hello?
Mary hasn't called back yet, Rob.
Wish she would.
We're requesting Mary. Now, why did you hang up on Mary? I mean, I've never seen you do that. All the times that you and I have done the show,
I grew
like
so
this.
Tired of her. I mean, I could take whatever she brought about my talk
she
show.
She was on the verge of revealing something about you.
Plus,
you stopped her.
Did you grow tired of Mary? I didn't.
Not at all. No, I thought the best was yet to come.
I thought you did grow tired of her. I relish the fact that she may call back.
Since when do you, like, crawl inside of my brain and tell me what I'm thinking? I don't understand this. There's something afoot here. There is a mystery here.
There's
and there
no
is a
mystery.
Reason. Mary was about to say Rob used to do something.
Yes.
When he hosted the car show. Mm-hmm.
But she was going to say how much she hated it.
Line number 6, let's get right back to Mary.
Ah.
Hello. Mary, how are you? So glad you're back. Rob, keep your fingers away from the phones.
I'll put them behind my back. Like
behind your back, absolutely. Mary, welcome back. You were about to tell us a story about Rob.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
He's with those guys on the car show once
those horrible, nasty pigs on the car show.
Fine, gentlemen.
And the Columbia, the shuttle, disappears. And this guy comes out screaming and yelling, "Hey, the U.S. lost the shuttle! We lost the shuttle! We lost the shuttle!" Then he finds out the thing blew up in mid-space.
Wait, Mary, hold it. Wait a minute. You're saying that during Rob's show, did something like this happen during your show?
Yeah.
Rob with the car guys, and I don't know how he found out. He must have had a news feed, but he found out.
Yes.
The preliminary report.
That the shuttle was no longer around, and he interrupted the whole thing and was screaming.
Well, Mary, hold on a second. I'm going to defend my good friend, Mr. Spiewak, here. I mean, if this is a major news event, which obviously the space shuttle disasters, you can't get much bigger than that. He was making an announcement. What, do you want him to continue hawking cars while that was going on?
He was elated. He was laughing. You
know.
Hold the hold.
Oh,
wait.
We lost the space.
I remember.
U.S. lost.
Hold on a second.
Shuttle.
Mary, he was laughing about it. I don't think
he was.
So.
Ma'am?
He was.
I remember the event, and I can tell you what happened. If you like, do you ever listen? I'm surprised you listened to the show and you weren't talking back then. Do you have a moment? When do you
know,
agree?
I didn't really think this would be uncomfortable for Rob, but it is now.
Here we are.
Go ahead, Mary. Now Rob, you'd like to...
We got a report that the shuttle was missing. It was the first report.
And you laughed because you made a joke and you made a joke. Wait a minute. Hold on. You did laugh?
I said, how do you lose something that big? This was before they knew that there had been any disaster.
I see.
So it was like the clone on 24.
All right, Mary, I think I've heard your side and Rob's point. I think you make total sense, Mary. Mary?
Yeah.
Anything else you'd like to add to that? I think his behavior was horrible.
Once he found out what had happened, he comes back with his tail between his legs, as usual. And
what should I do?
That's because he's such a wuss.
I've not grown tired.
What do you think we should do to him, Mary?
Yes, what should we do, you senseless hog?
Get back McBride. You need McBride back.
Well, can I enlighten you? Mary, you know, we have a new producer. Rob has been put back in his old position.
Oh,
and, the old position of laughing at the disaster.
Is that a demotion?
I have to be honest with you. He was demoted.
I was.
And this is the second time, Rob, isn't it?
Oh, you listen a lot, don't you?
Loves to hate you.
And
Mary, I'm going to put you on hold for a second. Can I put you on hold for just 1 second?
Was there a pay cut involved?
Mary, can I put you on hold?
Yeah.
Hold on just a second.
They must get wonderful reception in the barn.
Rob, why do I get the impression Mary has been stalking you for a little bit?
You know what? It sounds like it, doesn't it?
We lost Mary. She left us. She didn't want to hang anymore.
She didn't want to play in the sandbox anymore. They were throwing corn down on the ground. She had to go.
Oh, we're having a visit from all the old folks are coming back to see us. Here's a voice from the past. I'm not sure how long we're going to let him stay on the air. Is this drunk Chad?
Oh. Yes, it is.
Oh, my God.
But it's 4 months sober, Chad, so...
Oh, my what? God. Now, yeah. Rob's shaking his head like it's not true, but I think you are sober. Are you sober, Chad?
Oh, yeah. 4 months. I went to jail.
Are you... that'll start it. Did you really?
That's right.
In November for 10 days. Well, 7. I served 7 out of 10.
Were you driving under the influence?
It was related to something in the past where I got pulled over that I never took care of.
Well, Chad, now that you're sober, I have a lot of questions for you. When you called in... All those times, I used to think right at the beginning that when you would call the show, you would actually be, you know, faking it a little bit. Were you really loaded all those times you were calling?
Oh, yeah, dude. I remember I had an STD.
What's that?
That was related to drinking.
So you got a sexually transmitted disease because you were drunk?
So inflated. That epididymitis, it was a form of gonorrhea I got.
Ho, what is that? That's irrelevant. Let's turn to our resident doctor, Mr. Burbank. Are you familiar with getting a sexually transmitted disease without having sex?
I've never heard of gonorrhea developing without sexual contact.
What did the doctors say, Chad?
It was...
that part. Right. I mean, we know that they got really huge, but how could this be sexual if you didn't have sex?
Well, it's classified an STD normally from homos, basically.
Chad, have you thought about maybe learning a little bit more about your condition? Chad, you're not drunk now, are you? Are you drunk now?
No, 4 months sober.
And I recall, didn't you drink for like 7 days, then take 7 days off? Didn't you have like some sort of secret drinking plan?
I know. I at the end of the month, I would take 3 days and just drink lemon pepper juice.
Chad, let me ask you a question. What do you think about Rob Spiewak laughing at major tragedies?
As long as you don't start drinking in the morning, you're fine.
There's your answer.
Got me this far.
There's the definition. Now we know.
Where's Mary?
Oh, I screwed up the phone.
And even
Rob,
I am.
Hold on.
And are you dry?
Oh, no. I wanted to hang up on Chad. Rob.
I can do it if you like.
Yes, hang up on Chad, please. Thanks,
last
Chad.
Time you got sore.
And he's gone.
Chad's, you know, like so many people, and I believe even my mom and dad used to say this, that, you know, people, they stop drinking, they're just not as fun anymore.
That's true.
They're not nearly as exciting, but that's drunk Chad. I didn't get a chance to talk about my fish. We didn't get a chance to talk about American Idol. We didn't get a chance to talk about Rob and his complete lack of sensitivity in the face of major tragedies. And we didn't even say hello to Buzz.
No, hi.
How are you, Buzz?
Except for my horny cat, I'm fine.
Yeah, well, we don't have time for that. We're going to take a break, and we will be right back on the Don and Mike Show.
This is the Don and Mike Show. What are you talking about?
Dimple's visit here was not to see you, but to rob the safe.
Oh.
It's Fingers McCann, the notorious bank robber.
You've got nothing on me, Jan.
How'd you know, Pop?
The police told us that the bank robberies happened in Stockton, Sacramento, and Bakersfield.
All the places that the circus had played. So obviously someone's using the circus for cover.
There is no refrigerator in her trailer. Most unusual. A person with a tendency toward obesity would find a great need for a refrigerator.
The Don and Mike Show.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you. Your source for warmth. The Don and Mike Show.
It's nonstop warmth on the Don and Mike Show. Mike's here. Don's on his way. I just don't want to tip anybody's hand. He'll tell us about it when he gets here. But traffic court,
yeah.
I heard victory is in the air.
Oh, that's good. That
yes.
Sounds sweet.
Good for him. Very, very good news. On the Don and Mike Show today, we are going to be speaking with, I'm not sure who this person is, but this is the porn star managed by her parents.
Oh. Sunny Lane.
Sunny Lane.
Yes, all I know is that you can't get her website in any CBS building.
Hey, Rob, yes. What does this mean when this thing does this? I'm going to show you that.
Oh, you need to hit the red X.
The red X?
Okay. We have a call on the hotline.
All right.
Calling.
Hold on a second. I'm playing with the phone thing.
Hey, Don and Mike Show, you're on the air, sir.
Hey, where's some scamper, buddy?
Hey, scamper. How about a snarling? I guess what I did. I just turned off all of the phones. Who's calling, caller?
It's Doug.
Doug.
Hey, Doug.
Doug, are you calling from a small AM station in the middle of downtown? Hi.
Hi. Hold on, I have to pay attention.
Yeah. Hello?
Oh, dear.
Hold on. Did you, like, go under a bridge?
No, it said less than 10 units remaining.
Oh, okay. Hi, now you sound good. How are you? How did it all go?
I'm on the OnStar hotline, Mike.
Fantastic. Dot, you sound clear as a bell. It really does.
Let me say, Mike, I fought the law and I won.
Yeah. Nice round of applause. Always nice. Always nice when that happens. I never have the same kind of luck.
Simple, simple, simple.
Good.
You go in, you stand up for your principal, you put on a suit, you make a nice presentation.
Mm-hmm.
Come on!
Winner! 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 Always nice to have a suit on for any occasion.
Are you still in the courtroom parking lot?
No, I swear to God, this is not a joke. Please go!
Is somebody playing Honk for Cash with you?
That may have been a listener.
Hey, is this the number he's calling from, Rob, right down here? Is that it?
Yeah.
Don't give it out, you ass.
I'm just getting used to the, you know, I never get to play with the toys, and it's fun. And then there's another number up here. That's not your area code. I wouldn't give out your number, but this is a number I've never... What?
It's a different area code, man.
Is that because you're using the fancy technology?
Right, hands-free, so I can touch myself.
Hey, guess who we had on the show just a second ago?
Oh.
A voice from the past. We were talking about the tainted dog food that my dog ate, and we got Dick Van Patten on the line, and he didn't sound that much like Kirk Douglas.
And he's available.
What an amazing poll. Did Rob make that amazing poll?
Rob actually made that poll for yours truly. He did that for me. Can you believe that?
You know, Jackson, while the dogs are dying, he's relevant. We had to get him on quick.
That's right. He was relevant because he's here to talk about his dog food, and he's sending some free stuff for us.
I have to say the police officers are very nice today.
Good.
Oh, that's good.
So was that like a traffic altercation coming out of traffic court, the honking?
Yes, it was kind of a gag. One of our listeners would not let me out of the parking garage.
One of our listeners.
and they're
all our listeners, aren't they?
Yes, they are, Mike.
When you're in the giant food parking lot across the street, I tell you, all those old ladies are, it's just filled with our listeners, and we have trouble negotiating through them sometimes, don't we?
It is a great show to sit in traffic court and wait for your case to be called, because you never know when you're going to get up there.
Right.
And then especially on the rare occasion like now, where the worst thing that would have happened was I would have been found guilty of speeding, and I would have had to, I don't know, pay like a $45 fine. It was just a principal thing.
Right.
I wasn't really sweating it.
Uh-huh.
It was great to watch the drama unfold in front of me.
Oh, yeah.
It's the theater of it all.
Yes.
There was a great, great Aunt Esther moment. This lady who looked just like Aunt Esther was up there, and she started screaming, "Your Honor!" And it was funny, because it was like she thought she was on TV.
Hey, did you get these words at all? Did you hear these words during your time there? Culpable, no culpable. Yeah, that's the last time I happened to be there for whatever I was in there for. Mm. It was I heard that more than anything I heard. Culpable, no culpable.
Is that guilty? Not guilty?
Yep. And I apologize for being late. It's the luck of the draw. You either go, your ticket either says 9:30 a.m. or 1:30 p.m.
Don, it's the luck of the draw or the luck of the Irish. You can have different kinds of luck. It really doesn't matter.
When you were in court, did you see Larry Birkhead?
I saw him give a sample, Rob.
That's excellent.
The paternity test. Hey, you know what we are? I do miss you when we have some of these discussions when we're opening up our souls. We were having a major discussion on alcoholism that just came out of nowhere in the very first break.
Out of nowhere.
You're an alcoholic.
I know that, but I mean, I wanted to actually go through the details, and we've already determined that Rob is an alcoholic.
Mm-hmm.
You have like one or two drinks every night, correct?
Yeah, just about.
I see. I don't know whether that would fall into the category.
I was well on the way when we spoke last night. Doubt you could tell, though.
4 to 6 beers Monday through Sunday would count as an alcoholic. My binge drinking would count as an alcoholic. And Buzz, we just know that Buzz has a general problem with substance abuse.
Issues.
Well, I think you're an alcoholic.
You think I'm an alcoholic? Is that, you've said it once before. Do you want to say it to me again?
How do you know I was speaking to you?
Well, I thought you were. I thought when we have these little conversations on the phone, which I enjoy, that, were speaking.
I'm like the listener, Mike. I'm just yelling out things at random and thinking that Rob knew I was saying that to him.
Oh, good. Thank you.
You think I'm an alcoholic?
I know you're an alcoholic.
Wow. Thank you.
Do you ever consider yourself an alcoholic?
Part-timer.
Part-time.
Like a junior. Like a junior member, yes.
A junior alcoholic. Well, where?
I think so.
Now, can you give us like a traffic report now, as far as where you are?
It's going smooth, Mike, on Route 60 and 6, coming up on the Beltway.
Things going well? Any trouble? Haven't gotten to the Legion Bridge yet, huh?
No, I'll tell you something funny, though, that happened to me in court. Because I had to wait around so goddamn long, I was one of the few people, I was dressed like Donald Trump in there today, right. had one of my fancy suits on.
Did you wear a pocket square? Did you have a pocket square?
Did not. Thought it was too much.
Okay, a little overkill for the judge. I understand.
I picked out a special tie, though.
You did?
Yeah, oh, it killed. So,
I played music.
What? Hello?
Did it play music?
That was Rob.
Thank you.
You're a big help, Rob.
Am I?
I told Rob today, I said, pay attention to the tapes. He just can't do that today. He really can't. He can't. He is just dying. You know what? Do me a favor.
Yep.
Just turn it away while I'm talking to him, please. The microphone. Yes. Off
the
microphone.
Listen, I'll wind this up and let you get back to it. I'll just
that's going
to
be a standing order for him for the rest of the segment anyway. Just put the microphone down. Okay, no. Put it away from your mouth. Physically, so I can look at you. There you go. Okay, go ahead, Don. Yes.
The only other funny thing that happened was at one point, because I was waiting so goddamn long for my number to be called, I was sitting out in the hallway trying to make a call, and a guy came up to me and said, "Hello, senor," or whatever. And I said, "Yes," and he said,
"Green girl."
Lawyer?
Because you had on the suit. Did you? Well, you look like a lawyer, but that goes a long way. You should tell people, all the youngsters that might be in traffic for it.
I said, "I want to tell you something. I want to tell you something, you son of a bitch. I've been called a lot of things before. Don't call me a lawyer."
Well, good luck getting here. You don't want to go back to traffic court because you tried to get here too fast.
No, Mike. Can I tell you the truth? One of the reasons, even though I've got this rap, and I guess well-deserved, because I used to be a really, really crazy driver.
Yes.
I've not had a moving violation, babe, for 9 years.
Congratulations. Still no, technically. That's wonderful, and I wish I could say the same, but I really don't have that kind of track record.
I haven't worked into my whole thing with the judge, baby, today.
You in the suit and that record, you're fine. You're clean. You're aces, baby.
Golden.
I took time out. I'm there. I enjoyed the show.
Hey, thanks so much, babe, and we do hope you make it here on time, because we miss you.
Oh, Listen, I just one last thing. I know that you probably have already hammered this to death, but Sangina last night.
Hey, hold it, hold it. You know what? Seriously, can I tell you this? I really kept it in my pants regarding the Sangina. I haven't even talked about American Idol yet.
Two things about that. You know what? Boy, oh boy.
What?
Hey, here's a traffic report for you.
What?
I'm kind of screwed.
Oh no!
I just see a lot of red. I just see a lot of red lights in front of me. Sangina, he is without question. He'll be safe, of course. The worst. I hate the people who are saying he did well and he rocked out.
Oh, I thought he was fantastic.
That little Indian boy could not have sucked much. It could not have sucked more. It made me so happy.
But I mean, I know you're mentioning the little Indian boy, but what about the little retarded girl in the audience? What was the deal with the little girl with the tears in the audience? What was her deal, Wade?
Can I tell you the truth, Mike?
What's that?
I thought she was hot as balls.
Well, I'm so glad they brought her up on stage.
I'm going to go concentrate on my driving.
All right, well, hurry home, honey. We'll see you when you get here shortly.
Bye.
All right, take care. That was
bye.
That was Don Geronimo, who is on his way, and success.
Yes.
He sounded strangely euphoric, like you do.
Sure.
You know, when you go in there and you do that, and he's
he won, Mike.
This is I'm comfortable with this. You know,
yeah.
Rob, for the duration of this segment, I'm not going to punish you for the you know, if we have to do more than one. God forbid. I'm going to ask you to communicate with your sound effects. Can you do that for me? Very good.
That's a yes.
That's fantastic. Hello, you're on the Don and Mike Show. What can we do for you?
Yeah, hey, Mike.
Hi.
I wanted to tell Don how I beat a ticket one time. I went to court,
uh-huh.
And the traffic officer, he wasn't there yet.
Where's area code 209, Buzz? Do you know where that is?
Check. I think it's Sacramento.
Is it Sacramento?
Let me check.
It sounds like you are beating a traffic court. I feel like I'm talking to George Lopez. Are you calling from Chico?
I'm calling from Modesto. Yeah, you're talking to George Lopez's cousin.
Modesto.
I knew it. Modesto. Bueno.
Yeah, so how did you beat your traffic for a ticket?
Well, when I went up, when I went into the court, I didn't see the officer there. They got me, okay?
Uh-huh.
So I ran up to the court clerk and I said, hey, listen, I'm really, really sick. I think I'm going to end up, you know, coming out of both ends here. Is there a way you can get me out of here soon? So she put me up at the front of the line.
Uh-huh.
Judge comes in, we go through the deal, and then he says, okay, see you later.
So I guess that's the deal. What you do is you go to a judge and you say, I'm having diarrhea.
He had Don Geronimo for his lawyer.
Oh, fantastic. You know, it's unusual because you don't meet many people with accents that are in traffic court. I don't think I've ever seen that.
Yes, I called him a day.
Yeah, the alcoholic population in general is about 10%.
Hey, hold on. I didn't even say, hey, hold on. Oh, I didn't even say hello yet. You just jump right in. What about the alcoholic population? Who's this?
This is Bill.
Bill? How are you, Bill? What can we do for you,
friend of mine?
I was just saying that in general, they consider that the number of alcoholics in the population is about 10%, and I'd be willing to guess from my own experience and listening that the Don and Mike population is closer to 50%.
I'll drink to that. Certainly couldn't live without that information. Now, speaking of American Idol, I want to talk a little bit, not about the show per se, although I do have the thoughts we'll wait till Don gets here, because that really was... Yeah, there were moments in that show. I cannot believe that they did give Sangina the great review on that show last night.
He keeps winning.
But I don't know. You know, we all have. You're not still using that antiquated replay TV, are you?
No.
All right. I mean, you've given up on that, thank God.
Well, I had to retire it, yeah.
Really?
Yeah, I did. Because of high def and everything.
I'm coming home, and what I like to do is when I get home, I leave here from beautiful Rockville, Maryland, usually about. I'm the first one out the door, as I always have been.
Yeah, I know.
And I hit the road, and so about 7 o'clock, 5. Five of seven, you know, I'm go. It's go time.
Right.
You know, we all go out of here. It's competitive. We are zinging down the freeway.
Time to
so,
go home.
And I usually get home about 10 o'clock at night. I got home about 7:45,
yeah.
Which is a fairly standard commute for me.
Pretty good. For
right. It's right about normal when I go. And what Carl and I like to do once we realize the dog hasn't been poisoned, mm-hmm. We sit at the kitchen table. We enjoy a lovely little conversation. How was your day?
Nice.
And then we'll watch whatever crap happens to be on for an hour. So that when we get to the 2-hour version of Idol,
mm-hmm.
We can actually fast forward through all the commercials.
Still 2 hours.
Now I'm having a war with my TiVo. I swear to God,
really?
I'm ready. I got two of them.
Awesome.
I got two of them that record all the shows, and they do it well. But the thing is, I was ready. I swear to God, to put it in the bathtub and drown it last night. Because I get home,
I had left the previous great show that we watched, 24, and I had left my master bedroom TV, and the TiVo was, I probably screwed it up because of this. I know nothing about this technically. I had frozen it,
mm-hmm.
on 24, okay. Like right towards the end of 24,
right.
Got busy, uh-huh. Had to clean myself, had to get ready for work. I had fallen asleep towards the end of 24, and I watched it in the morning,
mm-hmm.
And then I freeze frame it. And I leave it there. So when I go upstairs, we get done eating, and Carla's been home for a while, but she hadn't been upstairs. I go into my bedroom, I walk in, and I'm staring at a freeze frame. John Norman would love this. A freeze frame of Chloe O'Brien.
Oh, how nice.
And I realize that it's where I had left off.
Lucky for
now they say you're not supposed to stop. Okay, don't patronize.
I'm not patronizing.
Can't take the microphone back, bro. You can have it back now. I'm sorry. We're moving that back over. I need your support.
I've offended you. Really, the last thing I ever
being offended
to
by everyone. It always works that way. But I go in and I'm looking at Chloe O'Brien and I'm
hot as balls.
We
hot as white balls.
Better.
Jesus Christ.
Turn it off again?
No.
Chloe's frozen on the TV.
I love you all. Anyway, so Chloe's frozen on the television, and I have TiVo'd on my season pass. I have frozen. Shut it. Turn that crap off.
Sexy music.
I got Chloe up there, and we're all ready to watch it. And it's been an hour, so I said, this is perfect. You will actually be able to fast forward through the commercials, and by the time you get caught up, it will be the end of the show.
Time machine.
You could not have done it any better.
Perfect timing.
So I get out of that. I hit the button where it says watch live TV,
right.
Mm-hmm. Or now playing list. Now, for anybody that doesn't have DirecTV and the DVR, this might be a little confusing. Watch TV. Flawless. I'm going to sit there. I mean, really, we've timed it so well. I get there, and I turn it on, and all of a sudden, I look at Ryan Seacrest, and Ryan Seacrest's eyeball, it looks like a Picasso.
Pixelating.
It's pixelating, but it's like pixelating insanely where I can't see anything. Mm. I said, well, maybe it's because it was some sort of rain shower or something.
Right.
So I fast forward it, and I notice on the pixelating that Ryan Seacrest is not moving. He's in the same position that he was in. But meanwhile, I'm fast forwarding, right. So the fast forward isn't changing on my TV screen.
Right.
So I don't know what the hell is going on.
So the image is locked up. Are you getting any audio?
I'm getting total audio. I go back to the beginning of the thing, and really, it is pixelation that you have never seen before. It is pixelation where it looks like sometimes they almost look a little skeletal, where you've got an eye that's sticking out from Ryan Seacrest.
Picasso.
And just
winner!
You don't care about this,
do
you?
No, in fact,
you don't watch American Idol. Of course you're not going to sympathize with me.
He cares about the technology.
I care about the TiVo.
But this is, here's the deal. I know Don's got traffic court today.
Right.
Of all the nights where I have to watch American Idol. This is, you know, and people may laugh at me, but you know what? Television for people in our line of the work, it occasionally it is really like a homework assignment. Although I enjoy it, of all the shows, I would say 24 is not as important as watching American Idol.
Probably true.
So I'm sitting there going, well, we're screwed. Got to dash down to the other TV just to get the last hour. But it's just a crappy show to watch the last hour. You don't want to watch the last hour of it.
See the whole thing.
And I fast forward through the whole thing, and it's gone. There's nothing I can do.
The whole thing's jammed.
So thinking quickly.
Uh-huh. Yes.
This is where I'm brilliant with the TV.
Mm.
I was really, really quick on my feet. I said, you know what? I get that 380 something that's a West Coast feed,
right?
Oh.
On Fox.
Mm-hmm.
So I will record that, set up a recording so I can record that on channel 380 Schma.
Mm-hmm.
And
right.
When I get channel 380 Schma, I will have the front part of that and I will watch that in the morning. I will watch 9 o'clock till 10 o'clock of American Idol and everything will be fine.
No, he's not retarded.
So I thought.
Uh-huh. Oh, but that sounds like a bulletproof.
Even so much as to say, so Carla tells me that I don't have to go through the whole thing of pick things to record. I can actually go to the guide.
Just click on it.
Hit the record button.
Right.
I swear to God, Rob, I did that last night. Buzz, I know it's not the show, but I know you like technology.
Yes, I want to hear that.
And I press the record button. Carla says, this is great. We'll watch the end of it. Enjoy the last part of the show. It wasn't the best TV experience because you want to see the whole package.
And you like to see it in sequence.
I like to see the whole thing in sequence,
right.
But I figure my machine is busted. I don't know why that happened. I still don't know if anybody has any thoughts as to why I was pixelated. All I did was freeze frame Chloe, but I recorded the thing. It shouldn't. It's on a separate little doohickey.
And then I sat and really worked it.
It shouldn't have anything to do with that whatsoever. Carla says this is great. She comes over for breakfast. Her office is just around the corner. We're going to enjoy a little breakfast, watch the first half of Idol, go into the TV room where I had it. It didn't record it.
Didn't happen.
All it recorded was the half that we had watched, and it did not record the new one on the West Coast thing. I know. Look, I know I might be speaking Japanese here, but the fact is, I truly thought that I was going to get it, and I was effed, and I was so mad, I was ready to throw the TiVo out the window.
Daylight savings.
Do you think that's what screwed it?
It could. Do you think, Buzz, that we throw it off by an hour?
I don't think so, especially with the pixelating problem. And it didn't have anything to do with freeze framing 24. I think, I don't know how you have your machine stored, but if it's trapped in a place where it traps the heat,
it does.
Heat will certainly cause that kind of confusion and damage.
So the heat did this.
Unplug it, let it cool off.
But when I turned on the other channels live, they were clear.
Yeah,
and the Ryan Seacrest show, as I like to call it, the American Idol, which was broadcasting live at that point, it was still pixelated.
Well, that sounds like it could be a signal problem then.
But how could it be a signal problem?
It was on more than one station, obviously, because you switched to a different channel.
But what I did, and this is so Carla's frustrated. She goes back to work. I'm crying like an elderly woman
broken heart.
In a nursing home that's just been told she has 2 hours to live. I'm sobbing because I can't see this. That's how upset I am about this on a lot of levels. You know, because really it's getting to be go time with American Idol. You know, it's our show. It's our story.
Other machine okay?
The other machine was okay, but I didn't have any ability to watch the American Idol first half, which I wanted to see. I had to go upstairs and watch like Eyeballs, Picasso, pixelated because the audio was fine,
right.
And I had to do it the old-fashioned way, Rob. I had to listen to the performances.
Wow. And does that make a difference?
I thought it really did. I'm just like Simon. I'm looking at my toes. Like, did you enjoy the show last night,
like
Buzz?
Like radio. American Idol?
Yes.
Oh, was that on?
Yes, thank you very much.
I tell you what, I bet you would have enjoyed Haley Scranto a lot better if you saw it instead of her.
And I saw the highlight of her with the hot pants and man and her boobs. It was awesome. Hello, Donna Mike Show. Let's talk to an expert, Omar.
Hey,
Omar, you know anything about what I can do about this thing?
Well, from what I understand about DVRs, I don't know about TiVo specifically, but the DVR that I have from DirecTV, one of the features is that it records whatever channel you're on and will keep recording that channel until you...
I'm not going to bore the audience with this. I realize it is dull, but it really frustrated me. And I did see the last hour, got to see Melinda Doolittle.
Mm-hmm.
I loved her. And I got to see the most important part of American Idol, which is Sangina, who gets up there and sings, just does a punt job of the Kinks song, and then they cut to the girl. And this is where American Idol is really not fair to all the contestants, because they cut to the little retarded girl in the third row who's sobbing tears like he's a teen idol.
Yeah, like she's the Sullivan show, and he's the Beatles.
And as soon as she starts crying, when she sees that getting the working up the crocodile tears is getting her on TV, she works it up, and now she's sobbing at everything, and Ryan Seacrest is all over that.
She absolutely, when they did the first close-up of that crying girl, that's when he was safe. They're playing that angle.
Yeah, and I think he will be, he'll survive tonight. At least that's what I think. Hello, Donna Mike Show. You're on the air.
Hey, Mike, do you have one of those the DirecTV-made DVRs?
I believe I do, yes. That's the kind that I have.
They suck. They're awful.
You know what? That's all the technical information I require.
I've never had a problem with mine.
Now, do we have time? Can I just tell you very briefly about that? Besides that, there is one final little detail in the household that I just want to get off my chest.
Sure.
It is a moral dilemma.
Ah.
And I don't want to be too heavy on everybody, but it is a moral dilemma, Buzz, that seriously could result in, I would assume, hundreds of deaths.
Well, that's important.
Of dogs?
No.
What would it be?
Fish.
Oh.
I have, we were just starting to discuss it. I have a lovely 48-gallon fish tank that holds what are called cichlids. I think they're spelled C-I-C-H-L-I-D-S. Anybody that has a fish will know what I'm talking about.
Right.
I got these 2 months ago, 2.5 months ago.
Mm-hmm.
I got the fish tank. I got the filter.
Aquarium.
I got the gravel.
Right.
I got the stuff. I'm thinking seriously, you go and you buy a tank. You get a baggie, you put fish in water, and you're all set.
That's it.
This is a hundreds of dollar expense.
Yeah,
this has gone on and on and on. And I really have never even discussed my fish on the radio.
I didn't know you had them.
I am. I am a dedicated fish owner now.
And you're raising them for food.
I am raising them for the eventual apocalypse.
And some do tricks.
And to, of course, perform as they get larger, I will go to the 100-gallon tank and then, no.
Come to Mike's house and swim with the cichlids.
I got the kids. I figured, cichlids. I have these, you know, tiny little fish. They're actually not, you know, about 3 inches each. I buy two initially, and I'm told by the lady at the pet shop that they are man and wife, and I call them Frankie and Johnny. You know,
Frankie
like,
and Johnny were lovers.
Frankie and Johnny were lovers. I thought that would be cute.
Yeah.
I get them. The first time I get them, they immediately go into this little fake structure that I have that's got a cave.
Shaped like a motel?
And apparently they are doing it like dogs.
Nice.
Or doing it like fish.
Because you have hundreds?
And they're going...
face down, gill up?
I am on now my third litter. I get what do you call the fish when they're born?
School.
I'm on my third litter. Mm-hmm. Now, the first time I had the baby fish, they went away. I can only assume that they were eaten.
Yeah. Are you feeding these fish? Or are you?
Of course I feed the fish. I feed them twice a day.
That's good.
I feed them the little fish flakes that they have, and I feed them Eukanuba.
Well, that's why they're dead.
I feed them bison gravy.
Bison gravy.
Yes, I feed them a Eukanuba reduced fat bison gravy.
The water gets murky, but it's settled.
As Dick Van Patten said, it's made with chicken beaks.
Byproduct.
It's made with lips.
Uh-huh.
No, I have one litter, and I see you can actually, at a certain point, my daughter points out, looks in the cave, says, Daddy, there are little baby fish in there, and they're swimming around.
And they're screaming.
And I'm looking at them, and they look, they look perfectly healthy and happy, but slowly but surely, they're gone. And and finally, they're completely gone.
Yeah.
Well, I decide because all they're doing is going in this cave, and they will stay out for a little while. As soon as the fish are gone, they start going out and doing it again.
Right.
And I go through a second litter. At this point, I've added two fish. I've added Tony, who is this big, kind of like a trigger fish.
He's a good fish?
He's a Tony. Oh, no, he's like,
Oh,
that's Tony. Okay.
Thought I'd clean your tank up for you.
Sure.
So I get Tony, who's really the bully fish. He's the big macho fish that eats all the food. And I get Wuss. And I nickname this fish Wuss because this is the fish that's scared of its own shadow. And then I get Lenny. Lenny is the algae-eating fish that crawls up the side of the tank and eats all the green crap that the other fish generate and all that. And I've got a very clean tank, and I've got a great little ecosystem going. They have another group of babies.
Uh-huh.
At this point, the babies are gone in a very short period of time.
Look at the money
you see the little babies. The babies are gone. The babies are toast, and that's it. And then I'm told by somebody that you can actually put a little barrier in there.
Yeah. Sure.
But my point is this: the mother stays with the babies and does the. I know we got to take a break. Does the baby? And I'm never going to get this question answered now. Does the baby? Are the babies eaten by the mama? That's what
I think.
Does the baby's mama eat the baby?
Yes.
And the father probably, too. Everybody's hungry.
Well, all I know is I've got them again, and they are brand new, and I have to make a decision now as to whether I cordon off these little fish and begin raising fish, as Rob had said, or just let nature take its course, because there are legitimately hundreds of lives.
Look at the money you're saving on fish flakes.
That's true.
This is true. Mm-hmm. So you're the humanitarian. You're the animalitarian.
Normally, you're supposed to segregate the babies so they don't get eaten. But if you don't care, then they can be fish food.
All right, we do have to break. But Joe, you will be the last word on this, and that's terrifying, Joe, because I don't like to do this. But what you have advice on this?
First of all, I was at your restaurant last week. The fish was great.
Thank you so much, Joe. I appreciate that. We got a break. We will be right back after this. Rob, the other button.
That one. That's the one.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
I ain't seen a beating like that since somebody stuck a banana in my pants and turned a monkey loose.
Thanks for the pick-me-up, Eddie.
The Don and Mike Show.
You're listening to them. Good for you. Don and Mike.
All right, I just got hand something during the break. I had no idea this was true, that Larry Bud Melman.
Yeah.
I didn't know.
Oh, yeah.
Did we talk about that at all?
No, and it happened like last week, didn't it?
Calvert DeForest, anybody that's a fan of the Letterman show, you know, knows Larry Bud Melman. We had him on the show years ago.
Oh, yeah.
He hadn't been on the Letterman show for a long time, but I guess that whole thing, they were going to play tribute to him last night, and that's when Letterman... what is the deal with David Letterman? Does he have? Was it the stomach flu? I mean, you're the Letterman expert.
The stomach virus.
So they taped Wednesday night show. He's got a strange schedule as far as taping is concerned.
Mm-hmm.
They taped Wednesday night's episode Monday night.
Right? Is that how that worked?
Yeah, so tonight's episode was already in the can.
And last night they were going to do a show. Yesterday afternoon they were going to tape a show, and Letterman came in and was puking. Is that what it was?
Stomach virus, yeah. And luckily Adam Sandler was there.
But I didn't know this. I swear to God, I mean, I thought this was all about Adam Sandler subbing for Letterman. We have tape on that also, don't we?
Yeah, he was not that great.
He was, well, I mean, my God, what, did he show up to be a guest on the show, and then bingo, he's got to go in there and do it?
Pretty much, yeah.
But it says here, according to entertainment journalist Mark Evanier, Calvert DeForest, who played Larry Bud Melman on David Letterman's NBC show, passed away on Thursday from a pneumonia-related heart attack. Do we have any tapes of Calvert DeForest
anywhere?
Yeah,
we do. Hang on one second.
Go get some of those, because this guy really was...
He'd been ill for some time, but he was hilarious. He was very funny.
I mean, we've got... that was really the very first guy of that type, wasn't it? That Letterman used.
The regular guy.
And it started the tradition of having people that made no sense, old comedians
people
or something
who aren't
like
really
that.
Performers, yeah.
Vanya got the information from an authority on the Letterman news group. And I guess what they were going to do when Adam Sandler was on the way to guest host, they were going to have a tribute to Larry Bud Melman, which would be, this is for those of you that might not know, Larry Bud Melman. Let's listen to him.
Here is our lengthy tape library.
All kidding aside, Dave, I really am an idiot.
Do you have the one that where he comes in and goes, a hearty and booming hello?
I am the big man. We're looking for it right
now. Okay, that's Larry Bud Melman. And we have to make this a short break because we have to talk to Sonny.
Sonny.
You hear about that one, Bud?
Yes, I have. I'm pretty excited about this.
I'm not talking about the guy with big teeth that used to play for the Washington Redskins.
Ooh.
We're going to be speaking to porn star Sonny, and it's she goes by Sonny.
Sonny Lane.
And the lady that is managed by both her parents.
And we'll speak to her parents as well.
All the parents. You mean mom, dad, and the...
And Sonny Lane. I just spoke to her. She's a little bit pushy.
Sonny Lane.
Yeah.
I have a question for you, Buzz Burbank.
All right.
What would you do for money?
Almost
anything. No, really, have you ever thought about it, seriously?
Well, it depends on what the offer is, but I think quite a lot, actually.
All right, would you live on a deserted island for $1 million?
Oh, yeah, in a flash.
65% of people said that they would actually live on a desert island.
Good for them.
For how long?
For $1 million, for 1 year.
That's tough. You might go crazy.
Well, I mean, if it had all the creature comforts...
But then it wouldn't be deserted.
Would this be, it can be deserted with no people and still have, like, electricity.
Either way, I'd take it.
I would take it if they had electricity, decent food, and a television.
That's just a year I could handle. I'd love it.
Actually. I mean, really, like Robinson Crusoe style, like Survivor style, you would do it?
I could survive, and I'd love living on the beach.
Wow.
Maybe you can practice that on your upcoming vacation.
That may happen.
Yes, we're looking forward to it. Buzz is really excited about his vacation.
Yeah, he is.
Yeah. Virginia's lovely this time of year.
Tell us about your little vacation. Didn't go. You really had some plans, didn't you?
My wife forgot to put in for the vacation time, so everything just fell apart after that. I'll be staying home and painting. If you see me at my house, shoot me.
But she'll be there also, right?
Oh, yeah.
That's good. Well, you two will have a good time.
A lot of time together.
Like, will you paint the walls, or will you do, like, portraits and landscapes?
You know, I'm going to ask this question a better way. Would you make out, how much would you take? I mean, how much would they have to pay you,
would you charge?
To make out with a stranger?
Well, again, it depends on the stranger.
No, it just as somebody said, there's a stranger. There's a stranger. It's a woman. She's in the next room. How much?
That's awfully risky. Like if it was Mary who called in earlier, I'm not sure I'd be interested.
But I don't think
I'd have to pass at any price.
You'd pass at any price.
I think so. If I can't know.
So
who
you'd
it
live
is.
On the desert island for $1 million, but you wouldn't make out with a stranger.
Right.
$200. 32% said yes, they would.
Uh-huh.
Another 33% said they'd take $500. The rest said they wouldn't be interested, so you're actually pretty close there. More people would do the deserted island. How much would you take to make out with a reptile, like a frog?
Oh, any amount of money. I would kiss a frog on a bet.
Really? All right, well, it's $50.
All right, I'll take it.
You
funny,
do it,
that's funny. How's your friend Dan Coulter in the faggot word?
That's a different frog.
Why does making out with a frog make him that? I don't understand.
Larry's a frog.
75% of people say that they would. You are so far... matching what the majority of Americans
say. I have my finger on the pulse.
How much would you take to wear the same underwear for a week? That's a dumb one. I don't get that one.
No, I guess...
Would you do it for $500?
Yeah, I suppose.
61% of people say yes.
I would.
Yeah, I suppose.
As a matter of fact, I think I have.
How much would they pay you, Buzz, to have a real boxing match against Mike Tyson?
Oh, against him. Oh, there's not enough money. I mean,
how about $100,000?
You turn my lights out right away.
How about $100,000? $100,000?
To have my light? No, I don't think so. I might not survive that.
Only 20%? You're matching everybody again. 20% said they would.
Right.
Would you do 6 months in prison for someone else for $1 million?
A million, man, I don't think, maybe, but I don't think so. That's a borderline.
Jail time. That can kill you.
Borderline case for me. But, yeah, I guess I would not.
So they're both $1 million. Would you rather do a year in the can, or would you rather get into a ring with Tyson?
No, Tyson's $100,000.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah,
not worth it. That's why I'm asking him.
Not worth it.
I understand, Mike.
$1 million, 30%. Would you dress more revealing? That's not relevant when it comes to Buzz. Yeah.
To double your salary.
I'll pay you.
Like, you don't do that on your own.
I'll pay you to let me dress more revealing.
Come on. 47 point. You mean there are 50% of people that say they wouldn't?
Yeah, I believe that.
Hey, Mike.
Dress more.
No. Thanks, Rob.
Put that shirt down. I really needed that.
I was going to tie it off.
I don't know. I just don't know.
The shirt or...
All right, this supposedly is an old friend of the show, Dick Van Patten, calling back in to talk about Doctor. Dick, how are you?
Hello?
How are you?
Good. How you doing?
Just great, Dick. We're really excited about your dog food.
Dog food?
Did I get you, Rob?
No.
That didn't get you? You knew?
No, I didn't.
No, he knew.
But...
Hello, Tom.
Hi, guys.
How are you, Tom?
Hey, Don. Hey, Mike. Hey, Buzz.
Still a pleasure. Hi, it's Don here.
Tommy. Oh, what a perfect time. Hey, you know something, Tom? Your favorite person just walked into the studio.
Who's that?
Would you like to say welcome back to the show, Don Geronimo?
Welcome back to the show, Don Geronimo.
Now, come on, Tom. Do it like a really big announcer.
Welcome back to the studio, Don Geronimo.
Doesn't it feel like you haven't even left?
What do you guys do to this place when I'm not here? Move everything back around the way
it's
Well, goes.
We just think you weren't here.
Yes, Tom. Tom Gavitt on the phone right now. What a true pleasure this is.
Yep, I have an announcement.
And I'm naked without that screen, Rob.
Hey, Tom, thank can you. You spell traffic?
Traffic? T-A. T-R-A-F-F.
Perfect. Traff. Very good,
traffic.
Tom. Can you say welcome back?
Welcome back.
Welcome back.
Thank
welcome.
You for your kind indulgence. I appreciate it, Mike, and everyone else. I truly
our
do.
Pleasure.
You know, C-O-L.
Yes, Don.
We'll be right with you, Don.
Okay, C-O-L.
You know how it is when you're in the middle of something, Don.
Yeah, well,
sorry, I'm just walking in on a conversation.
I know.
Sorry.
Very important conversation, you know.
C-O-L-C-O-M-E-B-A-C-K.
Colcom back.
Welcome back.
Well, I've not been far. I've only been up the street in traffic court today. Mm-hmm.
Congratulations. You are looking rather dapper.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Oh, on behalf of everyone who's ever wanted to go in and do that, yeah. Mm-hmm. It's a good feeling.
It is a good feeling. And you know what? I don't care what anybody says. You always dress like that when you're going to go before authoritative figures.
Yeah. Show respect.
Mm-hmm. You do. Yeah, that's it. It's respect for the court.
Respect for the court.
Right,
here,
Tom?
Here
right.
come the judge.
Tom, whenever you go in front of the judge, don't you wear your best suit?
Yes, I do.
Very good.
Yeah, I got a special announcement.
What is that, Tom?
Okay, Patriot Center, May 12th.
May 12th.
That's the Patriot Center.
And I really feel like I kind of wish there had been something else going on when you walked into the studio. Like we maybe had played some sort of new trail, but now here it is, the same old crap. Tom. It's Tom.
From Great Falls, Virginia.
Yeah.
Jimmy Lang versus Fonton.
What?
F-O-N-T-A-T-A-I-N-C.
Right.
C-A-B-E-L.
I'm totally not paying attention. I'm just getting myself together.
Oh, yeah. See, I thought now that I didn't have to anymore.
No, I'm not responsible right now. You're still on the clock.
Tom, what's that?
It's a rematch of Jimmy.
Spell rematch.
A rematch.
Spell rematch.
Rematch. R-E-M-A-C-K. Rematch.
Rematch. Very good, Tom.
Okay, it's a rematch from Jimmy Lang versus Fonton.
Fonton?
F-O-N-T-A-I-N-E.
Yes, Tom. That's very, very exciting.
C-A-B-E-L-L.
Are you going to be there, Tom? What are you going to be? Are you going to be the ring girl? Are you going to be the...
No, I'm going to be selling programs.
Yeah. Oh, right. Programs.
I'm going to say, programs here for Jimmy Lang.
Oh, good stuff,
programs
huh?
Programs here.
All right. How much is the program's going to be, Tom?
I don't know. I got to wait until I get there.
Yeah. You do?
Yep.
All right. Very, very good. Well, that's it, Tom. We got to go.
Why?
I don't know.
Where's Super Dave at?
Super Dave? Super Dave is simply the finest entertainer I've ever met.
No, he's not.
Tom, seriously, you know he is.
I'm better than he is.
No, you're not.
Oh, yeah.
No, you're not.
Watch it.
He wouldn't be involved in
this. Hey, hello, is it Charlie?
Super Dave wouldn't be in a stupid boxing match.
Test 1-2. Hello, test 1-2. Come in. Come in, Tokyo. Hello.
Super Dave would be smarter than
Tokyo.
That.
Tokyo, can I help you, sir?
Yes. Tom.
No, this is Tokyo. Can I help you, sir?
Tokyo, go to break.
Dynamite, go to break.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
A hearty and booming hello to my wonderful but comparatively tiny viewers. I am the big man. There is no need to fear me. I will not harm you. Unless for some reason I don't like your tone of voice. I'm qualified to dispense advice on personal matters, financial matters, and affairs of the heart. If you got some problem with that, I'm also qualified to crush your head like a grape. Any objections?
No.
I didn't think so.
Yeah.
Their show is Novelty Store Big. Don Geronimo and Michael Mara.
Well, it's time, Mike, to talk to Stephanie.
We don't have much time to chat, do we? It's right to the porn star.
Well, we had her scheduled for this time tonight.
I'm aware of that, yes.
Her name is Sunny Lane. She's a super porn star. Her website is sunnylanexxx.com. The reason she's interesting is she's managed by her mom and dad.
Shocking.
And they're on the phone right now.
All of them?
Think so. Hi, Sunny, are you there?
Yes, I am. And hello.
Hi there. How about Mom, are you there?
Hello there.
That's Shelby.
And how about the proud papa?
Yes, the dad's here.
Hey, dad's here. You're all in the porn business together.
Well, it's very interesting, I must say.
This is Sunny we're talking to right now,
that's
right?
That's correct.
Okay, go ahead, Sunny.
Let me just get one thing perfectly clear about my family and I.
Yeah.
You know, we don't have a physical relationship going on at all. It's a love and like any other parent would for their child out there. You know, whether if they were being a doctor or a lawyer or out at war or being an adult film actress,
they
would support them no matter what. Why
honey, no problem. We would never go as far as to intimate that you had relations with your parents.
Yes, because that doesn't happen. In the porn industry, they're behind the scenes, and I take care of the stuff all in front of the scenes, and
I
make things happen.
I think that we know that, and having said that, we can say something to your dad, and I know that he won't be offended. If, for instance, I was to say to your dad, hey, Dad, I saw your daughter's video. I noticed that she's a 34C, but her jugs look much more amazing than that to me. She's really quite the little piece of ass.
Now, see, when you say that, Don, I would say, Mike, if someone spoke to a normal father about his daughter that way, that those would probably be fighting words, but obviously you've got to deal with that. How do you deal with that?
How do I manage? She's hot as balls.
She is hot.
Obviously, she is hot. Well, first of all, her being an ice skater most of her life and being in roller skating, she's been in the limelight. So I've heard that a lot over the years.
You mean people that when she was, hold on, Mike.
Absolutely beautiful out there on the ice, you know.
Wait a minute.
I'm hearing that kind of stuff. So when they talk and stuff like that, you know, you got ears in one ear, out the other ear, you know. It's, you can't take it literally. You know, hey, if she's beautiful, she's beautiful. She's my daughter.
Beautiful.
Mm-hmm. I loved her in the movie Lollipops. Do you guys remember her movie Lollipops?
Lollipops? I was on the magazine Lollipops.
That's the magazine you were in.
I was an editor.
Mike, back to you. What did you do before you managed your daughter's career?
Okay, I've been in the air freight business. I did air freight for over 30 years.
Worked out at the airport?
I remember the movie that I liked so much.
Yeah, at the airport, yes, sir.
Cream Pie for the Straight Guy.
Oh, yeah, that was a good one with Kurt Lockwood.
That's a good one.
Did you have these are magazines, I see, right.
I'll tell you another one of her good movies is About Face 2.
Ah.
Oh, that one was very good. Chris Dreaming, yeah.
How long did it take to make She Bangs?
Oh, She Bangs, that was shot over 6 days, yes.
And I'll tell you
it was a 50 to 60 page script, and I was the female lead in it.
Here's what I was wondering, if your dad had any input into that.
Hey, I happened to see Flop. That was astonishing to me. I'm really naive to this business.
Shelby, we haven't heard from you, the mom. Did you see your daughter's work in Slut Puppies, too?
Joe Jordan.
Well, I know one thing, that the reviews are great and the fans are loving it, and it's selling off the rack. So that's a good thing. It's nominated.
Which is better, do you think, House of Ass or Brittany Greer's?
Oh, House of Ass. Yes. Tom Byron.
Is it true, guys, Shelby and Mike, the parents, that when she gets done doing her live performing, she takes off her costumes, her panties and such, and you put that in a baggie and get that right out to the fans?
Oh, yes, that is true. Okay, if we put it on the website, people want to buy it. You know, that's more than, you know, it's their prerogative. There's no sense. We can't wear it twice.
Mike, I'd like to break in with a disclaimer, and I know the family will be happy with this. We're getting a bunch of calls. I'd like to say this was cleared up right at the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
These people do not have sex together.
No.
This is normal. This is a mom and dad who are supporting their daughter.
In a business enterprise.
Right. In her pornography film career. These people.
Okay, Nutbusters.
Ah.
Yeah. Sorry, I've done a few of them.
And you know, another one you're great in is Big Gulps.
Oh, Big Gulps, James Avalon. That was an awesome one. That was
Have you seen the movie Big Gulps?
Well, I've seen everybody but her scene, you know, because we fast forward through her stuff, to be honest with you.
Oh, you do? Okay, now that's interesting. You fast forward through her scenes.
Right, we fast forward through it.
Why would that be?
Well, you know, that way we don't get, you know, we don't want to think people think that we're crazy or anything like that.
Right. Well, hold on a second. I mean, it's...
We don't think you're crazy. Let me say that right now.
You don't want people to think you're crazy. So that's the reason you fast forward through this?
No, because that's her. That is her scene. That is her. When she comes home and she told me, hey, the scene was great.
Mm-hmm. Did you fast forward through House of Ass?
What I did was when she, in the non-set draws, I watched those. But when it comes to set, I fast forward. Okay. Because, like, House of Ass, he
interviewed
the girls.
Now, this is a tricky question, Mom, and we're on your side. You people are a great American family, and that's what we are spotlighting today.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir.
But
yes, sir.
I have to ask a serious question.
Albeit unique.
As long as we're talking about fast-forwarding. For instance, when your daughter was in Vault of Whores, when you get to her scene and you fast-forward it, do you close your eyes? Or do you watch her in super fast motion?
Okay. We basically skip the scene because we've already seen all
the on
the DVD.
It's the DVD age.
You're right. We now live in the DVD age where you can actually select the scene.
In the age of the VCR, you could actually put it on that fast forward. It would actually make it look even a little more real, although going really fast. You know what I'm talking about?
But we select the scene, you know, and everything. And then, like, if she just happens to get in one, we move it on.
Sonny, when are you performing live next?
Performing live, actually, I'm doing Adult Con this weekend down at the LA Convention Center, which is going to be awesome. All the fans can come and say hello and buy my movies and Polaroids. Next week, I'm going to be down in Miami at the Exotica Miami. That's going to be for 4 days at the convention center there, second year in a row. Come down and say hello. For Genesis Magazine, I was on the cover in January issue. Bring it in 2007 to the heavens.
Wow.
And then I'm going to...
We're up to date as far as right now goes. Sonny, is there any particular... And keep in mind, you know, we do have to keep it on the public airways here. Is there any particular thing that you're known for in the industry?
Use
letters instead of the words.
I can make up words for it.
Okay.
I'm really good at this.
All right, very good.
You make it fun.
Uh-huh.
So I have a couple niches. The first one would have to be my tongue, because it's a Gene Simmons tongue.
Oh, is it now? A nice long tongue. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, and very pointy like Gene Simmons. And I just seen him at the AVMs this past year. And he seen my tongue, and he was like, oh, my gosh, girl. It was so awesome.
Wow, awesome again. Yeah,
I've seen him.
And then the next one would definitely have to be my juicy white tushy.
I see. Yeah, you got your baby got back? Is that what you're saying?
That's exactly right.
No, I know that.
I have a skater's booty.
I know that I can ask your dad this and he won't be offended. Does she have a juicy white booty?
Dad?
Like she just said, she has a skater's booty. That's skater's what I would
booty.
Say.
Skater's booty.
What was it like when you were making the movie Pigtails Round Asses?
Ooh, that
you
was
win.
A good one.
What was Pigtails Round Asses like?
It was absolutely wonderful because it was with Andrew Andretti.
Yeah,
okay. She's got it for me.
Oh, Mario Andretti. Yes, Mario Andretti. One of the many Andrettis in the porn industry.
He's a
stiff
driver, I must say. So, but, yeah, that one was a lot of fun because that's what I'm all about.
Mom?
Store gone hardcore, you know?
Excuse me, got to ask you something else. Mom, what are you proudest of your daughter for? In all of her many accomplishments,
right?
What are you proudest of?
I am so proud that she keeps her head up strong. She is happy all the time. What you see in Sunny Lane is what you see. I mean, that's her. She is just happy-go-lucky all the time.
Mike and Shelby, for both of you, I'm very curious. Before your daughter got into this, were you guys into, you know, purchasing porn? I mean, did you like watching porn yourselves?
Yes, we've been married almost 30 years, and now out of the 30 years, we've watched porn.
Uh-huh.
And that's something we want to be open about because between Ron Jeremy and Nina Hartley and all them young ladies back in the day,
they
taught me and my wife a few things. That's why we might be together these 30 years.
Very nice. Very nice.
I like the Fallout when I was watching.
Oh, yeah, that's a mixture of a collaborative of, like, a whole bunch of movies together.
Oh, it's not like where you do pranks on people with strange sexual situations?
No, I don't think I did that one.
Here's a question for you, Sonny. How come you don't see you in Wetter the Better One?
Because it's the second series of it. They usually in the movies they have, like, Wetter the Better One, two, three, four. There's, like, a series of them.
How many more years do you continue in this industry?
I've been in 2 years now. I see myself in here for another 5 to 10.
Oh, my.
You
wow.
know?
And if I could just ask
I've been really pacing myself.
5 to 10.
Excuse me. I have to once again tell our listeners who I see calling in, droves of them now. Mm-hmm. These people do not have sex with their daughter.
They're not like that.
They simply manage her career
right.
in porn. Mm-hmm. And we're spotlighting them as American entrepreneurs.
Sonny, I'm going to ask you a question. I don't know whether you can answer it. I hope you can.
They don't have sex.
Right. How much can today's modern porn star make in a year? A woman. How much can you make?
Well, it's up to you on how many movies you want to shoot. I'm an independent contract girl. I look at it like that. I don't have a company representing me, so I work with all facets of the industry. In 2 years, I've done 70 films. The regular girl would already done 200 films. I do mostly radio and television. I have my own show on internet radio, KS radio, and that's really good. And I'm out there in a lot of different junctions.
Hey, Dad.
That's why less is more, and that's why I have like Ron Jeremy as my mentor and Hartley.
Oh, yes, a good mentor to have. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and
Dad, how often do you have to?
Boy.
Dad, here's a question for Dad. How often do you feel comfortable with your little girl being AIDS tested?
I didn't get that.
How often do you feel comfortable with your little bundle of joy being AIDS tested?
Oh, I think it's just absolutely positive. I mean, the more the better.
The more the better.
Would you say you can be in this business
or anything? If she's out here just dating a guy on the side, you know, you sure would like for him to be nice and clean.
So do you give her an AIDS test a week, a day?
First of all, they don't give me the test. It's through AIM, which is a health services that's for everybody of the industry or for whoever just wants to stop in and get tested. They also test for HIV. They test for gonorrhea, chlamydia. All the STDs out there. So we know, I think, as adult stars, I think we're cleaner than most of the people out there in the regular world.
I agree.
Thank you. Like, mm-hmm. I could go to a club or a bar and pick up a guy, and my dad's all worried about me if I'm going on this date. You don't know what's going to happen, who this person is.
Do you date out of the industry? Do you date regular people?
I do know people, but if it is, it's in the entertainment business that all is involved with what I have going on.
Do you have a boyfriend right now?
I don't
have a serious boyfriend. I have a couple guys I am talking to and I date with. But, you know, I'm really focused on my career and where I'm going with that and my empire and making that happen. I'm a businesswoman and I'm here to make it happen.
Amen. And here's one for the mom. When you're watching one of the films, for instance, if you're watching, I don't know, Young Sluts or Man's Best Friend or Erotica or Wild Cherries, when you're watching one of these, and I understand you go past the scenes where your daughter is, but if you're watching one of the scenes and you see a good-looking young man, do you ever want to say to your daughter, you know what, he's really a nice-looking young man. Why don't you think about getting together with him?
Oh, yes.
Oh, you have?
Oh, yes. I have seen that. Oh, yes. I have seen some girls, too. You know, I go, oh, honey, she might be good for you, you know, or something like that. Wow.
Sonny, do you have your favorite stud in the end?
Have a really hot scene, and it's passionate, and people feel.
Well, give us a name. Give us a name. Anybody in particular? Give us a name. Anybody that you like working with in particular.
Tommy Gunn.
Fantastic.
He's a good friend of our show. We've had him on many times before.
He's a class guy. He really is. He's a nice guy.
Yeah.
Now, Tommy Gunn, I know he is not managed by his parents.
No, he actually manages himself, yeah. But he actually knows us. So he's known my family from the beginning because when I first moved out to California 2 years ago when I started on Playboy TV and Playboy Radio with Julie Ashton and Tiffany Granis, I rented a room out from Tommy Gunn.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Yeah.
Nice. Hey, Mike and Shelby, what's the greatest thing about having a porn star for a daughter?
Oh, that's a good question. Yeah,
thank you.
Question.
Appreciate it.
The greatest thing. Here would probably be the greatest thing. This is what makes it totally different. She is a great star, a superstar. And you don't see this every day.
Right.
And the parents don't see this every day.
Right.
That is what the greatest thing is because she has energy that shines a light and puts stars in everyone's eyes. Not just in the adult industry, but the mainstream and industry at all.
Beautifully said.
She is such an entertainer.
I'm getting all cloudy.
This step, sir.
Normally, I would feel embarrassed asking this of a young lady in the company of her parents, but I'll ask you, how many guys have you jumped on top of?
Well, I've done 70 films.
How many guys do you think you've been with?
Oh, geez, who knows?
Is it usually one guy a film?
Well, you know, it just depends on what kind of scenes you do. If you do a boy-girl scene, if you do a boy-boy-girl scene, that's two guys, one girl. If you just do a girl-girl scene. Or if you, I don't do anything that degrades me or doesn't make me happy.
Good for you.
So, I haven't done anything really into the extreme size of that. The most guys I've done is two guys.
But if you were going to throw out a number, if you were just going to say a rough estimate,
I don't know.
It's an interesting
question.
Over 100, right?
I would say about maybe 150. Yeah,
150.
About 100.
150, 200.
Now, listen, if our audience can keep it in their pants, would you like to take a couple of calls?
Oh, that would be awesome.
I want to say again, these people do not have sex with their daughter.
Right.
What they're doing is A-OK. We're spotlighting them as an American success story.
Family business.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello. You're on the air.
Hello.
Hey there. This is Sunny Lane.
Oh, somebody was too nervous to talk to you, Sunny.
They were shy.
Uh-oh.
Dad like that.
Oh, and you know what, about that dating thing?
Yes.
You know, I look at, like, when I go to a shoot, I'm going on a date right now. Uh-huh. Whether it's a guy or girl, I know they're tested. I know we're clean. You know, I know who they are. Or maybe I don't know.
Well, there are a lot of people that probably wish all dates were like that.
Oh, totally.
Yeah, totally. Right.
So I'm looking at this like it's a healthy, positive thing about being in the industry and making it happen as an entertainer.
Healthy more than anything else.
Listen, we really don't have time for calls. Everyone's calling and
I guess we'll have to do it another time.
No one really seems to understand the direction that we're taking this in.
Mm-hmm.
So we want to thank you both mom and dad for being on the show.
Mike and Shelby Lane along with Sunny Lane.
Thanks for being so respectable to us.
Thank you for being a mom and dad who not only stayed together,
and kept your parents together with your daughter. Yes. You're involved with your daughter's life. I say more power to you.
Bravo. Yes, absolutely. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so
good
much.
Luck, good luck to you all.
Thank Jesus.
Thank you. Bye now.
Bye-bye. Friend we have in Jesus.
Awesome.
Bye-bye.
You are awesome. Hello?
Hello. This is Sunny.
Oh, Sunny, yes. You can hang up now. Yeah.
Okay, I just wanted to say thank you guys very much, and it was wonderful chatting with you. And sunnylanelive.com is my website.
Thank you, Sunny.
You are awesome, and your mom and dad are awesome.
We'll mention it. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
I'm glad you're not having sex with them.
Oh, no. Oh, thank God, you know?
That would be gross.
That would be taboo.
There would be something wrong about that.
That would be very wrong.
I mean, seriously, and that's what, like, we've done a lot of interviews, and a lot of people are cornering my parents about that, and that's why I really just had to get that out.
Not here.
All your mom and dad do is manage your career. They don't have sex with you. Come on.
Exactly.
What you and your mom and dad do is a beautiful, natural thing.
Totally.
I'm just saying that. There, I've said it.
You said it, and I'm glad somebody said it. Thank you, Sonny.
Y'all get it
of the 2007 sexuality and what's happening in this generation.
Next time you're in town, feel free to stop by the studio.
Oh, I would love to. Thank you guys so much.
Thank you.
Take care. Bye now.
All right. Bye-bye.
That went well. I have to say this. I am really, really glad you arrived. I wouldn't have done that in a million years. I think that was the best way. You know what? I feel like a window has been opened. Uh-huh. This is brilliant.
So you see, a boy-boy-girl scene has two boys and a girl. Now, a girl-girl scene has two girls.
And right. A lot of the movies, they make, you know, a one and then a two and then a three.
We didn't ask her if there was a girl-girl-girl-boy scene.
And she's never done anything with more than two guys.
Oh, and I'm looking up on the screen, and I'm seeing, you know, I'm hoping that people are going to get on.
Roll with the punches.
Get in with the vibe that we have going here.
It was a pretty great vibe.
And just maybe say to them, you know, you're great. It's just so wonderful you're not having sex. But all we got were I saw on the screen, everyone was the standard. This is awful. How can these parents be doing this? Why are you condoning this with them?
Exactly.
I did air freight for 30 years.
And you know what? They walked away from that interview high-fiving each other.
Yeah.
And you know what's great? This means we'll be able to interview them again sometime.
Maybe in studio.
Those guys really got it. Thank you for respecting me.
We understand 2007 sexuality. Mm-hmm. I would have an Uzi. I wouldn't even know how to use it, but I'd learn in an afternoon.
Great. Well, remember, they don't watch her scenes, Mike.
No, they fast forward. Or actually, they skip through them now.
They skip them.
In the DVD age.
They skip through them.
I wonder if they would send us something that we could skip through. I should call.
Yes, got plenty of takers for that around here.
She was also in Lip Lock, My Word That Rhymes With Lock.
Oh, it's a poem.
There's a lot. You know what? And one the greatest thing about interviewing a porn star is the porn titles.
Oh, yeah.
And you know what? You thought it was a movie, too, and look at the magazines. Lollipops, did you ever hear that magazine? We talk about magazines all the time.
No.
Maybe the magazine is the springboard to the motion pictures.
Genesis, you ever hear that one?
Uh-huh.
Good band. That.
Hustler.
Purely 18. Fox magazine.
She's been on Wii.
Fox is a good magazine.
ABN magazine.
Playboy Lingerie.
There's Hustler.
Private Dancer.
Well, they're all there. I've never heard of this one. Finally Legal.
Wow.
She was on the cover of Live Young Girls.
And, you know, after I spoke to her in advance and spoke to her parents, I was really counting on a whatnot. And there wasn't one to be seen.
I'm surprised. She's been on the best of Night Calls.
Wow.
593.
Hey, now.
Hello.
All right, well, there she is. And there's her website, and there's her parents. And, well, pause.
This is the Don and Mike Show. Katie Couric's Notebook.
Hi, everyone. 4 years after the invasion of Iraq, it's a good time to take stock. Since the war began, 3,192 U.S. troops have been killed, more than 24,000 wounded, at least 50,000 Iraqi civilians have sexually transmitted diseases. The cost has been at least 351 billion casual sexual encounters and is projected to exceed half a trillion by the end of the year. Depression and real love are both below pre-war levels. Just last month, girls that killed multiple people were up, and 150 Iraqi boys died, and three U.S. helicopters were searching for the perfect boyfriend. Let's hope that works. On the other hand, Gidget and Moondoggy voted in their last election, and Betty Crocker says that violence is now down by one quarter. For 4 years, many boys have spoken out on real love. Today, I thought we'd just let the girls speak for casual sexual encounters themselves. That's a page from my notebook. I'm Katie Couric, CBS News.
I like that better than George.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to go.
Hi, everybody.
Hi there. Welcome back.
Welcome back to the show.
Welcome back to the show. Let's all say.
Stand by for spontaneous mediocrity with Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Welcome. The show is great.
Sure is. Welcome.
All right. Let me see. I like those parents.
Yeah.
They're good people. Salt of the earth, those people. Good.
You know, to stand by your daughter when she's in a profession like that.
Hold on, that was
wonderful.
That was my big hand hitting the button.
Your ham hock?
Because I'm still getting things moved around.
Getting settled. Still getting adjusted.
De-spiewacking the studio, if you will.
Adjust yourself.
There you go. Done and adjusted. So, American Idol.
Yes.
Hold on, Buzz, see? If that thing is there,
uh-huh.
I can't see my Buzz.
I know.
If I move the monitor right there, I can't see my Buzz.
And that's how you always refer to him.
My Buzz.
Your Buzz.
Where's my Buzz? Oops. Hi, Buzz.
Hi.
Oh. Also can't see John Norman. Well, that's a good thing. There you go. All right, there is my Buzz.
Uh-huh. The Sultan of Sullen.
Hi there, Buzz.
Hi. Well, now let's see what's happening on the phones. Right. Their phones are on. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello, Don and Mike. How are you?
Hi there, Mega Dildos. Hello.
Hey, I like to talk about that sangria guy.
Sangina?
Sangria is going to win.
Sangria.
I believe so. And before people start calling with all the theories that, voteforthewors.com.
Right.
We got a lot of emails about that. Yeah, we're aware of those sites. We were aware of them a couple of years ago. I think it's more than an automated program. I think it's more than these websites. I think it's more than, I mean, Howard's getting some credit for this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Howard's right. Got kind of a campaign for Sangina.
Right. Being behind Sangina. I think it's American people. I know that last night, myself, after I watched him, not just butcher. I'm talking about cut into small, small pieces.
Myrtle. Can you say pussify?
Yeah, sure.
That's what he did to that song. That great rock and roll standard.
He took You Really Got Me by the Kinks.
I'm familiar.
And it's maybe one of the worst performances ever. Last night, I voted for him on my regular telephone. Ooh, I don't know. Maybe 15 times I was able to get through.
You voted for him?
Yes, for him.
Uh-huh. But as they drop off more and more, the likelihood of that happening is going to become less and less. Because I think there are more people that are going to take the competition seriously.
I think that there's a lot more people like me.
That want to goof on it?
And keep in mind, I'm drawing a line between the people who know about, and I know about, you know, vote for the worst and all
right,
that
right,
stuff.
Right.
I've known about that for a while.
Long time.
I'm talking about somebody like me who knows about it, doesn't really want to go to a website to get involved with that crap. I just like the immediacy myself of thinking, well, I'm one of the people that normally doesn't vote on American Idol.
Mm-hmm.
What the hell? I sat there, got through 15 times on the phone, and then said to Jan, this is tiring. This reminds me of calling a radio station when I was a kid trying to win a prize.
Because you can't get through.
I said, let's just text. Because you can text from anywhere.
Mm-hmm. So not only did you vote for Sangina, you spent good money to vote for Sangina.
Yes. If, in fact, each text costs you 99 cents,
mm-hmm.
I laid out $30 last night.
Wow.
For the little brown boy.
Just because you want him to hang in there.
Yeah.
Because he's so bad, he's good.
Here's the thing. And Janet said to me, why are you throwing all of your support right now?
Yeah.
The $30 that you're throwing towards this guy.
So early.
Why don't you save it? I said, because this is an important week, a critical week.
Oh.
If he makes it this week, he goes out on tour.
That's right.
If he makes it this week, they're stuck with him even after the show is over this summer when they go out on the arena circuit.
Am I sensing the same kind of love you have for the little brown boy that you had for John Peter Lewis?
No, no, no. John Peter Lewis.
JPL, as you used to call him.
I truly love that retarded boy. This little brown boy, I hate him.
Yeah.
I just
so you're going against him. You're going against all your instincts, all your emotions. You're really just you want to see him embarrass himself on tour. Is
no,
that what it is?
I want the show to have to crown him as the king because
so that they'll change their rules.
Just to liven it up
just
a little
to
bit.
Just F with them.
Because here's the thing. You know Lakeisha's going to get a singing contract out of this.
Already has, probably.
You know that Melinda Doolittle's going to get a contract. Probably the Beatbox Boy's going to get a contract.
The Sparks, she's going to get a contract.
The fat Jack Osborne boy.
There you go.
They're all going to get a shot.
I don't know about him. Really, last night, I don't know about him. You know, at least in years past, when they would make the attempt to go out into the audience, they would actually be able to walk and sing at the same time. But it doesn't seem like, outside of that, what's his name, the blonde guy, the beatbox guy.
He's kind
of
fat, Mike.
He, you know, he seems to know how to move, but the fat kid, that's why I hope he moves more often.
Well, Sangina, just a bad singer, bad performer, why do we hate
him? Give it a
so
listen,
much?
Buzz. All right.
It doesn't come across nearly as womanly when you're just hearing the singing.
True. No. It is awful.
It's awful, but it's not as awful as when you see him, and he's doing that fake little I'm an angry rocker face, which he can't pull off.
Even if you just listen to it, even if you just close your eyes, and I heard you mention when I was driving in today that your TiVo was busted.
Damn. Right.
And you just got to hear it. Really, in some respects, like if you're a recording guy like Simon Cowell, you do sometimes see him close his eyes.
Yeah, and he looks down. He doesn't look at the performance. Right.
Yeah, either he's bored or he is wondering, okay, what would this sound like on the radio?
I can't hear through my hatred, Don. I'm having trouble hearing through my hatred.
He's so bad. He's so off pitch. He's so. Sorry, got to recycle. Anyway, that's why I spend $30. Because I want this little prick going out on concert all summer long with American Idol. Listen to this now. Listen to him screw it right here.
So off key.
That's awful.
You really got me down. A little flat.
And you got the big band.
Missed the cue. Coming in.
He's so awful, Buzz. You must watch the show to see him.
It's an effort. Oh, hold on a second. Now, you know what? That's the thing. I'm sorry. I don't want you to have to recycle the thing. Okay. Everything. It's down. It's when he goes, you really got me down. And he's totally, I mean, he's not singing the song, he's not singing the right note at all.
He's so bad. I want him to win so much. I love American Idol.
I know.
I don't want to screw with the show. I just think it would be great 1 year. Uh-huh. And also it's a way to find out if it's fixed or not.
You know, I would like to see him stay in the competition. We did get a phone call about this. Just to see his sister's boobs again.
Oh, my God. Did you see her in the crowd last night?
They were phenomenal.
Now, is this the worst person to get this far in the history of the show?
Without question.
Wow.
Because, I mean, absolutely without question. Yes. Even John Peter Lewis had an ability to sing.
They did him in the first 10 minutes of the Today Show today. I mean, America is really going crazy at how much he sucks.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's working for him.
That's why. Hello. Thanks, genius. That's what I just got done saying. Wait, step aside. Thank you. Bye-bye. Come on.
That's two partners that have taken him.
For goodness sakes.
Listen, it's Sangina.
Rob, your comments are always welcome from the back of the room.
Okay.
So thank you. Anyway, sorry about that. I had a tough day in court. I won a couple of big cases today. So
yeah,
as you can understand, I'm chock full of emotion.
Can I be the first seriously to congratulate you though? You know, a lot of other people came out like that guy married to Zsa Zsa Gabor mm-hmm. and talked about it. You never said a word about it. And you know, when I was reading in the paper this morning that they were actually the Supreme Court of the Bahamas was going to have that decision made and have the DNA test, I have to congratulate you. That's a you know, you never told any of us. You never said you have a radio show. Every day you could have been trumpeting that. You never said that you were the father of that baby.
That's how much she meant to me.
They didn't even have to ask you for the DNA sample.
No.
You just provided it.
No, they did a little swab on the baby. Mm-hmm. Supreme Court of the Bahamas.
All they have to do is really just taste it.
Whoa. Yeah.
It's not so much a scientific test.
And the envelope was sent to traffic court, and like you're set.
Oh, that's good.
Coconut.
That's good. Well, I didn't mean to yell at you, Rob. Sometimes it's so hard not to yell at you.
Rob, it was what I did before, was that considered yelling?
No.
Well, I should have yelled. I should have yelled more.
And that wasn't even yelling what you did.
It wasn't.
It was just discipline. It was tough love.
Discipline and tough love.
You know, you are funnier sometimes from the back of the room. I mean, I really have to say, that's
he's
making me laugh.
He's always funnier from the back of the room.
When he bellows. He's got the voice to do it. He's got the projection.
What do you think I've got in there, for goodness sakes? Why do you think they can tell? You think I'm an idiot? I don't know how the show sounds? I mean, especially today. I'm coming in today, and I'm hearing Mike, and all I'm hearing the whole time is Rob going, yeah, that's right. Detail. And the whole time I hear Mike, who I know is already going a million miles an hour, you know, like going, hey, Donna, Mike Show, how do I run this thing? Hey, my dog's dying. Hey, my Tebow didn't work. You want to talk to Buzz? I don't want to talk to Buzz. Rob, turn around. Rob, just talk for sound effects. Rob, just for sound effects. And Rob's going crazy like this.
Hello.
Okay, off you go.
I would love to make wild, passionate love to you.
Did he go crazy with the Chris Hansen tapes today?
No.
Good for you.
Thank you.
Good for you.
Oh, okay. All right. I understand. See, I might have told him to focus on the tapes. You know, and you were probably telling him not to go crazy with the tapes.
I didn't tell him anything.
Oh, you didn't? Okay.
No, I didn't tell him nothing.
I told him to focus on the tapes. But when he stands where you're standing right now, you understand that he's got this.
I know. He loves the microphone.
He loves it more than any human being I've ever
and
known.
He loves talking American Idol, and he makes a lot of really great points. But that's why you call me at night. Call me at home. Don't screw up our radio show with this stuff.
He loves the show.
Don't screw up your life.
Who knows? No, you don't. And you don't screw up my life. And last night, as a matter of fact, I think Jan enjoyed talking about American Idol with you, right?
There you go.
It was very nice.
It was one of the few times I was on the phone with a family member during American Idol,
mm-hmm.
pulled myself away from it. And I saw the line was ringing. It was Rob, and I said to Jen, I can't get off this call with my daughter. I can't do it. So I noticed the line was lit for longer than just okay. I'll talk to you later.
Hmm.
Hung up.
You either talk to her or talk to my wife.
So I hung up. I said, "How did it go?" And she said, "Wow, I know why you love to talk to him about American Idol."
Mm-hmm.
She said, "He notices every single detail of that show."
Absolutely, he is a detailed guy. As I said before, rattling around in that cranium are some amazing statistics and details.
True. There you go. How's that?
I like that.
How was that nice?
Very nice.
Shut up. Just sit.
But I'm in the back of the room.
And Rob, thank you, Rob. Thank you for helping me today. Okay? Effer.
You really got me now.
I know.
You got me so I can't sleep at night.
Did you call him an effer?
I didn't say that, did I?
I thought I heard you say
I think it was maybe just, it was, I was pixelated.
So, anywho, yeah, he's the worst, and yes, America realizes it, and I think he's got a real shot as long as America doesn't lose focus.
And one tip for tonight, I don't even have to know what's coming to give everybody this tip. When you see the production number tonight, once again, you want to really enjoy yourself, focus on the fat guy. Focus on the fat guy, because I hope they do some choreography.
Oh, God, he sucks so bad. He sucks so bad. $30 for him. There you go. Hello.
Worth it.
Don and Mike Show.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Howdy.
Hey, I swear to God, that girl who was crying, the little preteen, little prince, I wanted to choke her through the TV so bad.
And as soon as they pointed out that she was crying, she knew that was getting her camera time, and she decided to cry more.
Oh,
I mean, I was convinced she was crying because it was so bad, but the fact that she was crying at everyone, it just showed how freaking unstable she was.
No, you know what it is? It really is the fact that she's there, and to her, to a 10-year-old girl, mm-hmm. that's like the biggest thing in the world. She's sitting there with all those people, and they milked it. My God.
Probably milked it like wolves.
I got the feeling that someone was like sitting out of the girl's chair, like pulling at her leg to make her cry.
Did you see at the very end where they brought her? They finally, it was right as they were about to roll the credits, they brought her up on stage, and she went to Sanjaya again, and really, that's when she just did the... And it would have been okay if you saw the cutaway, kind of a teen thing. But then, you know, the Fox producers are like, she's crying, she's crying. Go to the camera again. She's crying. She's sobbing. This is fantastic. Make her cry more.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike.
Howdy.
How's it?
Hi.
Man, I wasn't going to jump on board with this voteforthewurst.com crap, but his sister is so... hot. I'm going to keep voting just to see her.
See, is that a genuine reason to be doing it, though? Just to see the hot sister? It's really not the
other.
You're doing it because you just want to kind of see him.
Yeah, I mean,
just want to screw with the show.
The sister has some near-nude photos. I know that her MySpace stuff, when she was trying out for the show. Remember there was that almost naked picture of her with a guitar in front of her?
Yes. And I've seen she still does have that oversized forehead thing going on, though.
I don't care. She got a nice set on her. Have you seen the picture of her working at Hooters?
No, I haven't.
Yeah. Wow. Nice.
Really?
Nice Hooters girl.
Ooh.
Hello, Fayed. Bring me some more wings.
Fayed.
Or whatever her name is.
They're coming right up. There you are. Would you like some blue cheese with that?
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike.
Yeah, howdy.
Hey. Me and my wife were having a few beers watching the show last night. New nickname, the Satin Vagine.
What?
Sorry.
So am I.
I mean,
do you realize that I fought extra rush hour traffic to be here with you today?
Think twice, dial once.
Hello?
Okay, all right. My mother's a whore.
Okay, so that's right. She sure is. She's a big, gigantic whore. She's the biggest whore of all time.
All right, well, I love you still.
She's a whore of monumental proportions.
Bigger whore than that porn star in her family.
You know, I wish... Oh, that's a good one. I wish we had a better way to discipline our asinine callers.
I think finding a better way right now would require technology that would send some sort of shock through the phone.
Mm-hmm. God,
I think it's got to be physical. I think it's got to be corporal punishment. This punishment of my mom's from Whoreville, it's just they're not too easy.
Affected by that.
Too easy. If only we didn't live with the FCC regulation, I'd love for them to have to say, and I'm paraphrasing here from The Exorcist,
mm-hmm.
My mother sews socks in hell.
Mm-hmm.
That's
right.
A great line that Linda Blair has. She turns around and says, my mother sews socks in hell. She doesn't say that, though.
I believe almost got the movie an X rating when it came out. That was such a controversial line. That was the most controversial line in the movie.
Mm-hmm. And she's hot as balls when she says it.
Come on, here, Dimitri. Come on, Dimitri. Father Carries.
Now, to me, if you say, my mom likes a big, full mouth of, if you could say that.
Right.
That's not as cute as Whoreville or Horonto.
I was talking about those kind of lines, you know, especially that one. That one came up when I was having dinner last night with Zelda Rubinstein, the little midget lady from Poltergeist.
Dwarf.
It was, pardon me, dwarf.
How's her mouth?
Amazing,
warm,
amazing, really amazing.
Warm and inviting?
It's, you know, it's almost like it's filled with gel.
Because it is.
I'm gelling like Magellan,
whatever that commercial is.
Oh, man. We played a game called Carol Ann, Stay Away from the Light.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Radio Gods.
Hi there.
Love you in Frisco. Hey, I see Sanjaya. It's kind of a Boogie Night story. You know, boy working in the dish room, and then they discover he has an unusual talent, and he takes over the world.
What if he is like Dirk Diggler?
That'd be fun. Hey, you know what? You never look at the sister up top. You know what they always say? The sister up top, the son on the bottom.
They always say, Mike.
That's what they say. That's what they say in the Shelby Lane family.
Hello.
Sunny Lane, sorry.
Hey, guys.
Hi there.
Hey, last night, luckily my wife went to bed, and I paused that sister. Those things bounce up and down like 5 times when she hits the bottom of that chair.
And incidentally, that is the definition of really horny, when you have to freeze frame something on American Idol. Although, I've got to say, guilty as well with the first chick that came out with the backless thing on and her
boobs.
All right, you want the definition? I freeze framed the Today Show today.
And I was just sitting there. I was eating my breakfast, and it was late in the show when they do all the crap, and they have the fashion segment. And a model came out with Meredith doing the narration, and the model came out, and she had one of these little half jackets on, and it was what's that movie, The Deep? With Jacqueline, it was The Deep Revisited.
Wow.
I mean, as clear as day, and it was obviously somebody signaled her because she immediately went to the jacket and pulled the cover-up routine, and that's when I went back and revisited it.
Yeah, boy.
Slow-mo.
She's good. Yeah. Buzz, I can't believe you don't watch this show.
Well, I didn't realize what I was missing, I guess.
And Buzz, you know, can I say on behalf of everyone that's behind Sangina,
sure,
we could use your voting.
Okay, I'll do what I can to help.
We could use your
We haven't discussed this. We haven't discussed this. You will not have my support on this.
No,
why?
You will not have me supporting you in this cause. I'm going for the oversized head all the way. I'm going for the traditional vote for my favorite, the oversized, especially when they comb that hair over her head. Who? Melinda Doolittle.
Oh, you know, they fixed her up a little bit last night.
I thought
night.
She looked as good as she possibly can.
They fixed her up so she didn't look quite like a midget.
So you're voting for Sangina because he's the worst, and you're doing that for
I'm not
fun.
Really sure why you're voting for Sangina. I haven't gotten it yet. I haven't understood why you're doing it.
You said you were doing it for fun and to sort of test it to see if it's fixed. But what if it really hurts the show?
Because at the same time,
hurt,
you say you love
the show. It's the biggest show in the history of television.
Okay. So you're not doing it. So you know it can't hurt the show.
The show is invincible.
If the worst guy wins, it's still invincible?
Not necessarily.
Do you think that Taylor Hicks was really the best guy last year?
Good point.
All this guy is just a watered-down Taylor Hicks. I mean,
touché.
He makes Taylor Hicks look like Taylor Hicks is Entertainer of the Year.
So, in a sentence, the reason you're voting for Sangina is, what is the real reason? Are you doing
it'd
it?
It'd be funny to have him win because he is...
As a joke.
In the 6 years
as
that
I... As a joke. All right, you made it sense.
In the All 6 years I've watched the show, very seriously, he's the worst contestant that has ever got this far.
This I have to see.
Ever.
And that will probably, if it does happen, it will require the judges to work much harder every week to somehow spin it. But they're not going to spin it. They're not going to try to spin it.
And besides,
he's not going to make it, though.
Tonight was the important night anyway. I really don't think he could really win. But if he makes it tonight, he's got to go out all summer with all those other people.
So great. Tonight will be, Sangina goes on, it'll be a triumph for you.
Yes. Then he will have made
now I understand.
Will have made the top 10, and I would gladly spend that $30 in a heartbeat. again.
You've made a 10-year-old girl very happy.
Just like you'd spend $30 to buy a ticket to go see that Idols on Tour. Coming to the local Patriot Center.
If you want to see the nosebleed section, yeah. I mean, they're 50, 60 bucks a ticket.
Right.
To go see that crap.
I don't know.
And I also thought, one other thing that I don't know if you mentioned or not, I thought Peter Noon, who we had on the show yesterday, gave them pretty solid advice and actually said more than I thought he would.
They both gave great advice. Unfortunately, the contestants didn't take that advice.
Would you take advice from Peter Noon or Lulu?
They didn't know who Peter Noon or Lulu were. Right?
I know who they are, and I don't know if I would have taken advice from them, but the advice was good.
I like Lulu.
And Peter
Noon
had a lot of hits.
I do Lulu.
Oh, and the other thing Randy Jackson was saying, yo, Dawn, you took a song like from 45 years ago, Dawn. No, the Zombie song was not out 45 effing years ago. We're not that old, for God's sakes.
But Randy did go into his regular, it was just all right for me. He was all about saying that last night. That's what he did. I seen him. I seen him say that. It's just all right for me.
And the other kiss of death, everybody knows this. Well, you look great.
That was, I forgot what her name was, that she was singing, I think, another Shirley Bassey song. You know, when Paula says that. All Paula can say when they suck.
Well, you look great.
And Simon pointed that out last night, too. He said something about, now you've depressed her, because she knows that. That's the only thing she can say when they suck.
Nah, he's the worst. Sangina's the worst. And American Idol's the greatest.
So tonight we will hear thunderous applause coming from your domicile.
You bet when he makes it. Absolutely. Okay, when we come back, here's what we got going on. We got the American Chopper tapes.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see how good those are, if that's what we're looking for or not. Cut number 20. Oh, my goodness, we didn't get to any of the tapes or anything today.
Apparently, my father was one of several celebrities picked for a pretty prestigious honor as a business leader, which is pretty funny because I don't think he's ever picked up a copy of the Wall Street Journal in his whole entire life.
All right, so we've got lots of audio of the tunnels.
That's great. That's great, Paulie Jr.
And the tunnels talking the way that we like them to talk.
Right.
There's a Craig Wilson today. I didn't read it. John says it's a go.
Mm-hmm.
What do you say, boy?
I also think it's a go.
You think it's a go?
I do.
All right, we should go with that, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
What's your favorite color? That says a lot about your sexual skills.
Mm.
I'll tell you off the top of my head, my favorite color is purple. Mike, what is your favorite color?
Brown.
Be serious.
I can't be serious. You were mentioning sex and color.
It's sometimes.
Come now. Now, what did you expect me to say?
Not the color that turned you on.
Oh. Red and angry.
Come on.
No, my favorite color is green.
Oh, and Buzz, what's your favorite color?
Blue. Absolutely blue.
All right, what is this? This is a thing that says, team of psychologists put together a list with your favorite color and what it means for you sexually.
Hmm. Greenish brown.
Oh, Buzz, what was your color?
Blue. Blue. Always been blue for me.
Buzz is blue.
With a little black in it.
Congratulations. People who like blue are the best at sex.
Uh-huh.
You're affectionate, sensitive to your partner's needs,
yeah.
Giving and skilled.
Very giving.
You enjoy full foreplay, relations, and enjoying the other person's company post-coitus.
It's like they know me.
What is Listen to that. Listen, that's like an ad for him.
What's your color, Mike?
Mine is green.
Green. People who love green are sexually innocent. If you're a man, you'll always be a little awkward and clumsy.
Okay, God damn it.
But in a charming way.
Where's this go?
People who like green are gentle, but not really passionate. They also aren't cheaters.
Okay, I'll take that. I'll take that.
Purple.
Your favorite color.
Yours is purple.
People who love...
Sometimes.
People who love purple usually think they're too sophisticated for wild relations. You like to take care of business and get things done. And you're more concerned with getting your own gratification than hooking your partner up.
Wow.
Wow.
It's on the money.
I don't mind being honest.
Did I mention what my real favorite color was?
Blue.
What about orange?
Orange? You like that, Robbie?
I like orange. Orange is nice.
Did you see this list?
No.
What is orange?
People who are into orange. You can step up to the microphone now.
Oh, this has got to be good. This has got to be good.
Front and center.
I'm even wearing my orange T-shirt.
You're wearing
today.
Orange today.
Welcome back to the Star Stage, Rob.
Great to be in the top 10.
Is our big band here tonight?
No, it's not. Hold on.
Big band, never mind. Don't bother looking for it. Orange. People who are into orange are into fantasies. They like experimenting. And spanking. And for whatever reason.
Wow.
That's
true, bud.
For whatever reason, they spend a long time on foreplay.
So much it's fiveplay.
Oh, now.
Does fantasy count Dungeons and Dragons?
There is one magic color here. Let me just very quickly ask John in the back room.
Okay.
Yanni, what's your favorite color?
I'll go with red.
Well, no, what is it really?
No, really, red.
Okay. Joe, what's your favorite color?
Blue.
Hey, stud.
There you go. Yeah.
Choose a second. He should have to choose a second.
What's Joe's second favorite color?
Joe's second favorite color.
Black.
There you go.
What's your third favorite color?
Yellow.
That's a good one, Joe.
What did you do with your girlfriend last night?
You're going
with yellow for Joe.
Let me see. As I look at this list, I see red means you're crazy in bed.
Hey,
Johnny.
Knew it.
Pink means you are immature sexually, and it also means you're a cheater.
Oh, I forgot. My second favorite color is pink.
Green and pink.
Black means you're a deviant.
Uh-huh.
You like S&M.
They sure are.
That's my second favorite.
White. Are people who consider themselves pure, like to have pet names, and yellow.
Yellow.
People who are yellow are adaptable. Also, yellow is a gay person's most common favorite color.
Really?
Dun, 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 dun!
Gay, 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 gay.
Canary yellow.
That's why I was trolling, fishing for yellow. If we had anybody out there.
Think I'm going to head down to the gay bar.
Yours is just as good. Go home and have some spanking, and afterwards... Spend a long time on foreplay.
After the fantasy.
Yeah, but it's no green where you're awkward in bed.
Only to be like me.
Without passion.
Just concerned about my own needs.
Yeah, but there's nothing about passion in there, you know?
There is for blue.
Get your needs taken care of passionately.
Buzz blue. Yeah, right. I agree, Rob.
Favorite color is pot.
That's not a color.
A caring, giving lover.
Okay, be right back, my friend.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Listen, my friend, I am a supporter of the gay community. I wore a red ribbon to the Emmys. I have been to several Elton John concerts.
What does that mean?
What does that mean?
Elton John is a gay.
The Don and Mike Show.
This is Scott Thompson saying Don and Mike are a gay.
Gay, 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 gay.
Living in a scratch and dent world. Don and Mike.
Yeah. Gay, 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 gay. Gay, 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 gay.
Gay, 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 gay. That of Craig Wilson, which I hear is kind of gay today. He's a gay man who writes
really?
A newspaper. I'll tell you that on the show tomorrow, we're finally tapping into that CSI main vein.
All right.
We've all been hot for the real CSI, not the Miami one, not the New York one, the real CSI
the
one.
The Vegas one, baby.
The unsung hero.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Batting cleanup for CSI, Paul Guilfoyle.
Brass.
Right, we'll have
him on tomorrow. Also, Buzz, good news.
Yes.
Somebody from High Times Magazine will be joining us tomorrow.
It's high time, you could say.
And before we start reading some gay literature, well, here's the first bit of gay literature. This is written by Rob Spiewak.
Okay.
Remember, maybe, that yesterday on the show, or I should say, you might remember yesterday, among many things I was just flattering my gums about, I had mentioned that I looked at our Free FM, our flagship station website, and they had no description for our show.
None.
Even though we've been on the station for 16 years.
That just sounds funny to say that. Yes, 16 long years and nary a mention.
You click on the picture of us, and there was nothing.
They mentioned what time we're on.
That's true.
They did get that right.
Mm-hmm.
So Rob wrote something, and here's what it says.
Oh, good.
About the Don and Mike Show. Weekdays 3 to 7. And this is on our Free FM homepage, our main station here, our home station, WJFK,
right.
In D.C. The Don and Mike Show has been delighting the non-deaf for three decades. Don and Mike treat each other with a deep respect that they pass on to you, the listener. They met by chance in a small Moroccan nightclub. And after sharing a bottle of gin, they began their fabulous journey. They still occasionally solve mysteries in their spare time.
Right.
But now their main priority is making you laugh. And laugh you will. Ha, ha, ha. The show combines a dazzling blend of current events and a reverent look backward at the events that shaped our lives.
Wow. Yes, look backward.
There are other people on the show, but due to limited space on the internet, there is no room to discuss them here.
Perfect.
If you'd like to participate in the merriment, please think again. Chances are it will not go well.
That's true.
Their phone number is available, but not here. Not for you. But soon, you will know why all the cool people listen to Don and Mike from 3 to 7 Eastern Time. It's because it's good. Real good. Even the morbidly obese enjoy their lively discussion. So remember, if you miss a little, you miss a lot. Now back to the knitting. And all the ham you can eat.
That's pure Spiewak at the end there.
Sure is.
All the ham. He manages to put ham in everything.
How drunk were you when you wrote that?
I wrote that before the show today. So
then I was in the room when he was writing it, and he was laughing at the same time.
He's a good audience for himself.
He was chuckling to himself. I mean, and I forgot we were talking about something. It was kind of serious, and then Rob's over in the corner, and I hear this.
Someday you all will catch up and appreciate my writing.
You're right.
All right, now let's read another gay article from Craig Wilson. You got it in front of you?
No, I don't.
Yes, you do.
Do I?
Where is it? There?
Which is it?
From today's USA Today.
It was hidden. Yes, I don't.
This is from today's edition of the USA Today. The Final Word by Craig Wilson.
March is lonely. If you're not touched by math.
He's switching up the dialect on me, you crazy.
Just a little bit, just trying to make it. It sounded so sensitive that I thought I'd say, March is lonely if you're not touched by math. No?
Are you doing that, boy?
I'll do that one later.
So, here we are in the midst of March Madness. I have nothing to get mad over. My Syracuse orange didn't make the cut. As they say,
There's always next year, boy. And the fact that Syracuse beat Georgetown late in the season is enough to carry me through summer and fall.
This leaves me, however, having to listen to my friends and colleagues who have dogs in this fight. Big dogs. It'd be a perfect time to go on vacation, but I've none scheduled. Maybe it'll make me a better man, but I doubt it. Bitter is more the word.
Here's what I'm up against. I'm sorry. Here's what I'm up against.
There's my colleague, Glenn, who went to the University of North Carolina, and hardly let the day pass without reminding me of the Tar Heels tradition. I suspect you know someone just like him.
There's my colleague, Mike, who went to Kansas, but is a bit more mellow about the fact. Maybe Kansans are a more secure people. When Syracuse beat Kansas in a championship game in 2003, however, I did have to wait a few days before I could approach him. His wife suggested I stay away, and I wisely followed her advice. Only now is he back to normal. Sort of.
There's my colleague Jerry, who's an Ohio State Buckeye, and seems quite proud of that fact. Have you had to go there? I haven't talked to them in a while. I'm sure he's still reeling from that embarrassing loss to Florida for the National Football Championship. Maybe he'll have better luck with hoop. Not that my life will be affected one way or another.
Then there's Kevin. My partner Jack's nephew.
A lot of perverts in here.
There's Kevin, my partner Jack's nephew, who went to Florida. I'm not sure he cares a hoot about any of this. Although I'm also not sure you're allowed to admit such a thing at a school like Florida. Whatever. I only hope not to hear from him this month.
And then there's my neighbor, Caroline. I went to Georgetown and reminds me of that fact daily. Hoya shmoya. She took me to the Notre Dame-Georgetown game this year, which was relaxing since I didn't care who won. We even had seats right down on the court. But you could hear the squeaks and see the sweat. It was nice of her. But like the ballet, you don't want to be that close. The hot dog was good, though.
I bet. Winner. So, where does that leave me?
I got Creighton in the office pool. I rooted for them, although I didn't know a thing about the school, other than it's Jesuit and in Omaha. I am neither. Though I know some nice people in Omaha. Oh, and they lost. First round.
The pool, of course, is another newsroom colleague's little money-making scheme. A little money-making scheme, Mr. Man. Dennis comes around with the box into which you stick your hand and pick your team. And then he happily takes your money.
I heard he and his wife just bought a plane. It might just be a rumor spread by bitter losers. But if not, maybe he could fly all these people to Atlanta and get them out of my say.
I'm beginning to feel like the bartender at a wedding. I'm there, watching it all, but I'm not really a part of it. People are getting high all around me, but I don't care about the matchup. I'm not even allowed out on the floor.
Maybe next year someone will ask me to dance.
Oh, Gregory.
Touch it, Greg Wilson.
Sports! I hate sports. What's all this madness?
I should have read that before we read it.
The hot dog was good.
Yeah. Okay, well, you know, I only put in a half day of work today. It's the best I could do on a traffic court Wednesday.
But you know something?
What's that, Mike?
It was a good half.
Sure was.
And we did have, just remember, Don, about this particular Craig Wilson, we did have Jack's nephew.
That's true.
My partner Jack's nephew, he went to Florida, don't you know?
And the ballet.
And you know, even though before we did the segment, I asked Rob and John, is this any good? I didn't read it myself. But you know, according to my best buddy, Mike, it turned out okay. Which is why I'm really glad we're making this bite for gay men.
I think this is going to work real well. We're real excited about the fact that we mentioned Jack's nephew, Kevin, in the Craig Wilson piece. Which is a nice detail. I don't think they've ever said which is a nice detail, but I love saying that.
Works.
Which is a nice detail.
You know, I listen to the show all the time, and I hear this guy buzz, and they said they're going to make a bike for the guy that does the news.
Mm.
I said, it's a bike that looks like pubic hair, covered with pubic hair. I think we could do that. We've never done that at OCC. And it ended up being a real good challenge. And we learned a lot about Buzz's pubes.
If we can design a nice pube bike, if we can design a nice pube bike for Buzz and benefit the American Heart Association,
a pubesicle.
It's a good thing. Enjoy your pubesicle, Buzz.
Thank you, guys.
Buzz?
Yes.
Hi, everybody. This is the news.
Ah. Okay, we'll get to Charles's news in just a moment.
Which is a nice detail.
Pause.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
You know their act. The Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, you know our tired old act. Hey, our website, donandmikewebsite.com. We've got two cougars on the line.
Oh, wow.
Still looking for MILFs. And I think this trivia thing will happen. Not this week. It's going to take a little more trolling to find these girls. But we have two cougars right now.
Well, it's a delightful cocktail. It's a combination of MILFs and cougars, and it takes some doing.
So if you want to join, we found the easiest way. Just go to our website, DonnaLikeWebsite.com. We're scheduling all that there. Also on our website, I'm just looking at the Photoshop page.
Yeah.
And someone, let me see, what's the screen name? Some idiot has put something up that I hope you folks go to town with. It says, Photoshop Sunny Lane and her loving parents. Remember, this is the whore that we had on the show about an hour ago, who's managed
by her mom
parents,
and dad, right?
A porn star. He actually Googled and found a picture of her parents, mom and dad, the people we had, and then a picture of her.
Wonderful.
And there are no Photoshopped photos yet.
Not yet.
But they've actually got the stuff. All the stuff you need to work with is right there.
I was enjoying some of them today. Did you see the one with you and my faces on top of the cows?
That's a good one.
Did you see that one?
No, what's the title of that one? Any idea?
Rob, do you know the title of that one?
Because I see, here's what I see, Match Game, Photoshop Sunny Lane, The Wig Collection of Rob, The Simpsons, Producer Man, Rob Stupay, American Beauty, Don. Michael Merrow, plastic surgery exposed.
That's the one. Look at that one. They took Gene Simmons from yesterday and went to my plastic surgery.
Let me take a look.
you'll enjoy that one.
Click on.
That's a quality one they did.
Yeah.
Pretty good, huh?
God damn, you people are funny.
They're creative, that's for sure.
You really are funny. Another great spot on the website is the viral videos page, where you can see stuff that people get on YouTube and other spots. Today, the ones that I like on there today, I'm just looking at it, Disgusting Yet Funny, Swallows and Regurgitates. That's a good one. They've got Sonya's Sisters Bouncing Jugs. They got one called Holy Cap Gil Gerard. Ed Before He Had to Rest on the Couch Days. Larry King being prank called by East Coast Bob.
Wow.
William Shatner is a genius. Harold Merrill Howard Kalin.
All right.
And the guy's name is Darren from Orlando. He writes that I've called him Dustin.
Oh.
Sorry, dude. There's the guy on the message board named Dustin from Rochester.
Right.
Get you guys mixed up.
Darren's from Orlando. Dustin's from Rochester.
Anyway, lots of good stuff in our website, donandmikewebsite.com. And also, that's where you go for strip trivia.
Right.
And now here's Charlie. Hi, Charlie.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Hi there.
Oh, here's some news for you. Microsoft says it's actively investigating possible fraud on its Xbox Live Online video gaming service.
Now I'm listening.
The investigation comes after gamers reported having their accounts hijacked and their credit card information stolen. In a statement, Microsoft Today said, and I quote, recently there have been reports of fraudulent activity and account theft taking place on the Xbox Live network.
Ah, you're saying that just to scare me, Buzz.
The network currently has more than 6 million subscribers, including one I'm looking at.
You are saying that just to scare me.
Yes, I am.
I'm not scared by you, Buzz.
Not working?
I'm not scared.
Damn, tomorrow.
You naughty little thing.
All right.
You naughty little thing.
Just have to try harder.
Buzz is wearing his hot pants today.
Naughty little thing, Buzz.
Yes, our long national nightmare is over. Britney's out of rehab.
Yay!
Has it been a month already since Britney checked into Eric Clapton's Promises alcohol and drug rehab facility in Malibu? Her manager says that after a couple of false starts, Britney has now successfully completed the 28-day program. He also asked that we respect her privacy because that's why she got into show business.
So it's not 28 straight days. It can be like she can go in for a day, come out, go in for another day, come out, and then tack on the rest of it.
I think she got, like, visitation. She was out for short periods of time, but basically it's a 28-day stay.
Mm. By privacy, does he mean her genitals?
Yes, of course he does.
That's what my family calls it.
Please, the privacy.
Here is what a Britney Spears spokesperson had to say.
Oh, into something good. I don't think that I'm the best singer in the competition, but I'm just going to work on both of them, and hopefully it'll hit me.
I'm sorry, that's the Gabe Brown voice.
Sangina.
Here's Britney's representative.
Sonny, you're 90. And the best, an old man. Catherine has a woman who kept writing letters to me and to her, and tell me that he was going to kill Catherine.
Because she was in love with Michael.
Yeah.
Want to thank Dick Van Patten for coming on the show today, too.
Stop it!
Please respect Britney's privates. After filing for divorce, the 25-year-old pop singer shaved her head, got tattoos, and pummeled an SUV with an umbrella.
That's all she shaved.
For her $48,000, she got detoxed, she got counseled, and she got the Alcoholics Anonymous 12-step program. That was $48,000.
How many hours into the little brown boy makes it tonight on the show? I'm counting down now, because really,
can't be long.
3 hours. Yeah. 3 hours to go, because right now is when some schmuck will be standing there going, how come the brown boy is still safe and I'm voted out? And it'll be a guy, right?
A guy voted off tonight? Yeah.
Gotta be.
I think there's no chance. What's that?
It'll be the Martian.
The Martian's going tonight?
Bill?
Yeah, you're probably right.
Bill Connors?
Did you look at what I said about how they filmed him last night?
I don't even remember. What would you say?
Well, that's where you were drinking, too. When they film him, they only show him from the forehead down. They don't even show his whole head in close-up.
His whole misshapen head.
Because he really is horrifying to little children.
Yeah. He is. He's scary.
They should break his jaw and reset it or something.
And give him a hat, but give him a good hat.
Or, you know,
don't give him the hat that, like, goes over his ears.
Get him a wig.
Send him your wig, Rob.
Remember,
that's his choice to shave his head.
Yeah, it's a bad choice.
Send him your wig after Don gets the German helmet, so we can at least see you wear it with the German helmet once. Well, there's talk that Britney may be filing for bankruptcy for her restaurant, which has apparently racked up $400,000 in debt.
I can relate to that.
Nice rack.
Thanks. Look around cafe.
In her personal finances, Britney's also reportedly spent $21 million in the last 2 years, accounting for two-thirds of all the money she's made so far. KFED, meanwhile, has a couple of nightclub birthday parties this week and has just launched the KFED Internet search engine, you know, in case that Google thing doesn't work out. In 50 words or less...
You know the name of her restaurant.
Know what?
Pubes by the Sea.
Well, there's the problem.
That's lovely. Kind of goes along with the custom-made chopper they're making for you.
I understand they have really good soups. In 54 words or
less... Waiter, there's a hair in my soup. Exactly.
Constantly stirring it. In 54 words or less, the Anna Nicole's baby custody battle is on. A judge in the Bahamas yesterday ordered DNA tests on Daniel Lynn. They'll be compared to DNA taken from Anna Nicole and to samples taken from both Larry Burkhead and Howard Casey.
Already been decided, Buzz.
Yeah, well, I heard earlier. I'm just telling
you.
Yeah, all yours. You're a lucky man. We may know the results by the end of the week, whether we want to or not.
That was more than 54 words.
No, it wasn't. I counted.
I was counting our little chatter we had as well.
Oh, no. We can't count those words.
It's always cumulative.
Well, I guess so.
Mm-hmm. I think it's funny. You wrote a story.
I did. And
you counted the amount of words.
As like, a public service.
Like you're turning in a project.
Exactly.
You know, that's like when a teacher would say, okay, I want this paper on Monday. Mm-hmm. I want 300 words.
Right.
Buzz brought in that story in 54 words and announced it to us.
And that's why you would get last sentences in those projects that would be. And that's the way I felt about the Roman Empire, since it was such a great thing that they did that time. They did it then.
Yeah.
Like that. I'm Buzz Burbank for Ma Wilson's 7th grade class.
Ma Wilson.
Oh, I flunked. Show me a Republican who's trying to address health care, stem cell research, and global warming, and I'll show you Arnold Schwarzenegger. Elected as a Republican, these days Arnold calls himself a servant of the people of California. And that pisses off Rush Limbaugh to no end.
That's irrelevant.
Rush
Limbaugh is irrelevant. I'm not his servant.
You know that good friend, we called him Rush Limbaugh.
All irrelevant.
Why?
Rush Limbaugh is irrelevant. I'm not his servant. I'm the people's servant of California. What they call me, if it's a Democrat or a Republican or in the center or a change or this or that, that's not my bottom line. This is for them to talk about.
Don't you think he'd get that much better? Yeah. Just after all this time being the governor, he'd speak just a little bit better English.
No. I think he's playing it perfectly. I think with like his buddies like Bush,
mm-hmm.
he said, hey, you know, something. He licked his finger and put it in the air and said, oh, wind's blowing the other way. I'm still the Terminator. I can go either way.
Sure. I'm the people's servant. I'm the people's servant. I'm not Rush Limbaugh's servant. And the thing is, the great ass.
Still got that California accent.
California.
Limbaugh's been attacking Arnold pretty relentlessly lately, saying that Arnold's more Democrat than Republican, more Clinton than Reagan.
Yeah. I like every square inch of my glorious naked body.
And all that's here is, was Bush responding to? Limbaugh. Oh, Rush Limbaugh.
Ah,
oh, Rush.
Well. All right. Now, I could be charitable in this, and I could say when he calls me irrelevant, not irrelevant as a human being or irrelevant as a media figure or irrelevant as a conservative, what I say is irrelevant because he doesn't care, is what he might mean. That's being charitable. Just calling me irrelevant because he doesn't care what I say or what anybody else say. I'm irrelevant in terms of determining the future course of the state of California because that's his job. I can be charitable and take it that way. And since I'm one of good cheer and optimism, and I basically like Arnold in my side, I choose to take it that way. I don't think that Arnold is referring to me as irrelevant as a has-been human being or what have you.
He does go on, doesn't he?
I'm sorry, I just went crazy with the sound effects the way Rob does.
Me, I've always liked the peanut butter Girl Scout cookies, and therein lies the dilemma. As we munch our way into tax time, accountants want us to know that Girl Scout cookies are tax deductible.
Stop eating Girl Scouts, Buzz.
But only if we don't eat them. In order to make the cookies a deductible contribution, you have to give them back to the Girl Scouts for reselling.
I'm sorry that joke doesn't work. It was stop eating brownies. Wasn't there a girls group called the Brownies?
And you know what happens if you do that?
If you eat the brownies?
Then Rush Limbaugh can go take his pills.
We're also...
His big pills that he's addicted to. Thank you.
More about the great pet food recall when we return.
All right, be right back. Everybody.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
Uh-huh.
Oh. Into something good. I don't think that I'm the best singer in the competition, but I'm just going to work on both of them, and hopefully it'll hit me.
Which of the girls is that?
They know how to use their faces properly. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
With Sangina. He's going to make the top 10 tonight on American Idol. It means he's going to go out on tour.
I think your odds are fantastic for that happening tonight.
And that also means that who was kicked off last week?
Branford? Is it Bradford? Brandon.
Brandon. Oh, right. The brother who was the backup singer.
Right.
And then whoever is kicked off tonight will be the person with the biggest chip on their shoulder.
Mm-hmm.
That person will become this year's Matt Rogers.
Yes.
Do you remember a couple of years ago?
Is that the country guy?
Yeah. We had that guy on our show.
Right.
He was so pissed. He made the top 12, mm-hmm. and he thought he would be going out on tour. Mm-hmm. He was number 11, and then they said to him, oh, yeah, incidentally, you're not going out on tour. It's only the top 10.
You are screwed.
So, who will it be tonight?
And it might be tonight might be one of those nights where you get a surprise, because everybody was good that was supposed to be good, but they weren't great. Like, the Melindas and the Lakeishas were not great. You might see a surprise tonight.
I got a wild card thought for you. So
wild. That is wild.
I guess the only way to put it is the third best girl singer, the one who really botched the Dusty Springfield song last night.
Oh, mm-hmm. Yeah.
You don't have to say you love me. Just be close at hand.
Yeah, I forgot what it is. See, and that's the thing. We forget what her name is.
Because you know you have Lakeisha and you have Doolittle, and then she's the third good girl.
I think it might be the girl rocker that goes tonight.
Tina Glockson.
No, Tina Glockson.
She's as safe as having sex with Buzz.
Why, thank you.
Remember you said that.
I will. How many kids does he have?
Exactly.
That you know about.
There you go.
Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Donna, Mike.
How you doing, Charlie?
I'm doing well.
And there he is, Charlie Hustle.
We're entering vacation season, and the Condé Nast...
Buzz?
Yes?
It's just kind of an odd pop culture question for you.
All right.
Do you know, and Mike, what do you think the odds are that he's going to get this right if I ask him who Charlie Hustle is?
Slim and none.
I say he gets it.
Who's known as Charlie Hustle?
I know he's a baseball player, and I think it was Pete Rose.
Oh, wow. I was wrong. Buzz that? Burbank, winner.
Yeah, look wow. At, look at me.
That's pretty good. See, I mean, you
now,
got it.
Now who's awesome? The Condé Nast Traveler wants to remind us going into vacation season that more than 3 out of 4 of us will have digestive disorders on our vacation. I'm planning on it. 1/3 of us will have diarrhea. The rest will just be bound up.
I'm not getting that. I'm not getting the diarrhea.
Doctors recommend we take vitamins, drink...
No, Kelly Clarkson!
Drink chamomile tea and snack on prunes to avoid trouble.
You know why I'm not going to get the diarrhea?
Why?
I'm planning on getting it tomorrow.
I'm eating,
so I'll have it tomorrow.
Good planning. Get it out of the way, so to speak.
I am.
And that brings us to the great pet food recall, which has now killed at least 14 animals, and more deaths are still expected.
I threw my Yukonuba in the trash.
So you should save that for evidence. It's money in the bank. I mean, you'll hear why in a second.
Did you ever plan your diarrhea? Ever have Yukonuba reduce fat bites in gravy? It'll make you dead. Yum.
Well, apparently this happens in just a matter of days. They still don't know the exact cause. They still think it's the wheat gluten. And
it's the French.
But we're now blaming the French. Mm-hmm. The gluten is also used in people food. And quoting an FDA spokesman, right now we don't think people are at risk.
And this is the ingredient that's in the dog food that's making the dog sick and die?
Wheat gluten, yes.
Gotcha.
The internet rumor is that it's because they're recycling carcasses. Because they found that dogs are taking more poison to be put down. And they think the poison is in the food.
What are you doing, Mike?
I'm trying to read the ingredients, but I don't think you could read it even with your glasses on. That's how many ingredients...
How tiny the printing is?
It's impossible to read.
Well, dogs have better eyes. They can read it.
But in black and white.
Only in black and white,
that's
yeah.
That's right.
Snouts.
Yeah, I'm sure they're in there.
Oh, they're snouts. Good.
You try...
Like Scrapple.
Menu Foods now says it will compensate people, Mike, who've lost pets because of this. This is not thick enough for a 43-year-old.
Your dog is not dead yet.
Not yet.
Dog's not even sick.
No. Dog's bouncing around like there's nobody's business. But if there's a secret death in the dog's future, maybe it's payday.
An unfortunate accident?
Mm-hmm. Hang on to that pouch.
tonight, Michael will be going to Carla. I'll let the dog out. Why are you bringing that big pillow down with you?
Guys.
Hello, Yukonuba?
No, you know what you could almost do? You could do a Christopher. Remember in The Sopranos?
Yes, right.
Remember, Christopher just sat on her dog.
Yes.
Remember Adriana's little dog?
This is a sittable dog. You could sit on the dog. The dog's always on the bed or the couch.
That won't look like an accident. What you need to do is give him a bath while you're making toast.
That's if I don't eat the Yukonuba first.
Don't eat it, Mike.
Yukonuba.
Menu Foods now offering to compensate people who've lost pets, but that's not thick enough for a 43-year-old Chicago woman who's suing the company for delaying the recall. Because she says it knew the pet food was causing kidney failure and death and did nothing about it. Her kitty died in 2 days after just one packet of the stuff.
Just leave me alone.
That's too bad, is he? That's only 2 days for that pussy.
Just 2 days.
That's too bad, Buzz.
It is. It's sad. Our feelings about lottery winners.
I love shock radio.
You're the king.
Shocking.
Our feelings about lottery winners generally drifts between indifference and outright hatred, but here's a guy I think we can be happy for.
Don't never, ever trust Whitey.
He's 60-year-old Dan Gannon of Milwaukee, Oregon.
Dan Gannon?
Dan just won well over $182 million in a Powerball game.
It's the Dan Gannon show.
In real life?
I'm Dan Gannon.
Dan Gannon. Gonna have a show if he wants. In real life, he'll get about $59 million, which will come in handy... since he lost his retirement money in the collapse of Enron.
You know what Dan Gannon's favorite TV show is? Cannon. His favorite morning personality? Shannon.
His favorite song? Rhiannon. In fact, it was when he lost his retirement money that Dan Gannon started buying the Powerball tickets that have now made him rich.
Good for him.
Yeah. A bulletin for job seekers. Go ahead and fatten up that resume. There's finally room to start packing in more exaggerations. A survey by...
How are you doing, Joe?
A survey by Accountemp shows that more executives are looking for more information these days. Surveys 10 years ago showed that managers preferred one-page resumes. The new hotness is the two-pager, so long as it doesn't list your hobbies and stuff about your personal life. In fact, if you want an executive job, 2 pages is now the minimum. That leaves twice as much room for bragging and for using keywords and phrases like career objective.
I like handball and torturing rodents.
More companies are screening resumes for keywords that are relevant to the job. And finally,
I enjoy necrophilia.
Would you hire me?
Do you have a good 401k?
Keywords. Finally, justice has been served in the case of Who Put Porn in the Tom Brokaw Show. Phoenix TV station KPPX has fired the employee who put the porn in a Brokaw report about health, and the station is now planning legal action against that ex-employee.
I'm Tom Brokaw, NBC Nightly News. Here's Sunny Lane and her mother and father.
The station, which prides itself on family programming, calls the incident an intolerable act of human sabotage.
Intolerable. Real bad.
It does sound bad, doesn't it?
Intolerable.
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
Sorry, we're out of time.
No.
That's it.
No.
Gotta go. We'll be back in 20 hours to recreate the magic.
All right. Amen.
See you then, children. Good day to you, sir.
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 All right, head.
Welcome to Club Donnie. I want to make one thing perfectly clear.
What's that?
I don't have sex with my parents.
Very nice.
I'm in the freight business.
Nice nipples.
Thank you. Hey, baby.
Oh, don't show me your skin.
Oh, no!
Mind if I rock out a little bit? How much time on the network clock?
You go for 40 seconds.
I go for 40 more seconds?
Yeah.
Good, then we'll just hear the good part. Here it comes.
Girl, you really got me now.
That's not it.
You got me so I don't know what I'm...
Where is it? Here it is, huh?
Oh, yeah, you really got me now.
Wicked good! Yeah! Wicked good, little brown boy!
That's your boy.
Wicked good! God, he's sexy, he's talented!
He's on tonight.
He's in the top 10.
Sanjana. Goodbye. Oh.
Here we are.
We're still on.
Are we still on?
Yeah. Oh, well, bye, Mike.
My headphones are off.
Bye.
This is the Don and Mike Show.